The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey everybody, before you get into the show, which I know you're super excited to hear because every fucking show of Thinking Outside the Long Box is amazing, we want to thank our Patreon supporters, Chad, Ryan, Derek, Doyle, Devin, Taylor, Jason, Steve, and now Christine. Thank you so much for being a part of this show by donating to us on Patreon. If you too would like to support this show and keep it going every other week after every other week, then you can go to patreon.com/TOTLB where you can get your choice of all sorts of cool bonus videos and awesome prizes like hats and t-shirts, original sketches. I don't know if you guys follow Tim Husky's artwork on Instagram, but one of those original sketches got colored and it was fucking amazing. So join us today at patreon.com/TOTLB. And to those of you who are already subscribed, thank you so much. We appreciate you more than our own assholes.
Coming to you live from Parker, Colorado at Hall of Justice Comics and I think it's just comics, right?
Collectibles.
Oh, there are also collectibles. And Gabe is nowhere to be seen. We are here. We are queer. Let's get this thing on the road.
We're thinking outside the long box.
Oh, yeah, we're also thinking outside the long box.
Thoroughly derailed.
I don't know if you caught the We Are Here, We Are Queer thing.
Yeah, it happened. We're recording again.
Sweet. Are we doing it again, or is that good enough?
No, that was fine. All right. These episodes are weird because there is a lot of dead space in them because we like to interact and watch people do what they're doing.
There's so much happening.
Do I have a pen? I had to steal a pen from
you. There's a pen right here. We kind of need it for our mailing list.
Stop.
Dom, one of four brown people in the house.
Go for it. He's running late. He's stuck on 470.
I like how you brought the mic as close as possible to you, and
we're
2 fucking feet from it.
He's coming, like come from a dick. But he's stuck on 470.
AC is coming.
It was busy. It was AC awfully busy coming for a Saturday.
He lives on that part where there's all that like crazy ass construction, like just below Highlands Ranch. Like the highway over there is completely tore up.
We got stuck. I think they're widening it. Like 20 minutes.
It was right after the stadium.
Yeah.
It's weird, though. Usually Saturdays are pretty clear, but it was fucking busy. Well, we're here. It's free comic book day.
Yeah, people are not paying for shit, but they're looking at everything.
That's good.
It is.
That's what this day is all about.
Hopefully they buy something. Yes. Yes. That is the key. Get them with the free shit. You know?
Hashtag not my Aquaman.
Have them buy other stuff.
What do you guys think? I think Momoa needs to ride a giant seahorse in his Aquaman movie.
Momoa needs to just stop playing around and be a Namor instead of...
That would be par for the course for a DC movie at this point, right. So...
Yeah. I don't know, the Aquaman movie could be pretty good, though.
I think so. I think they'll have one... I mean, Wonder Woman was amazing.
The underwater scene, too, in Justice League was pretty good.
I didn't like it.
I thought it was good.
I don't know why they don't just talk. Like, you gotta make a fucking bubble to... They're fucking Aquaman. Just talk like you're not underwater.
I don't know how... I mean, I don't know the physics of sound traveling underwater.
They're fucking superheroes. You're seriously bringing up physics?
But I mean, like, we still have water in everyday life. Like, I get that they can do special shit, but like, if you can't talk through water, like, you just can't talk through water. I don't know if they're superheroes, though.
Their voices are fucking so phenomenal, and just, they hit the right tone, bro.
What a shitty mutant power.
Did you watch the movie? They weren't talking underwater. Mira did the thing.
They were doing bubbles. It was so stupid.
And made, like, a giant underwater bubble.
Yeah, I'm out.
Don't they communicate
they
like
semi-telepathically? They should just communicate underwater. Like normal. And just do bubbles. Just do some bubbles that come out. Buddy, they're superhuman. Come on.
But even still, it would be like, it's
fucking underwater. They have superhuman vocals and ears, bro.
I would agree with you that it wasn't well thought out, because if all the Atlanteans had to do that every time they want to talk to each other, that would be super obnoxious.
You imagine how weird sex would sound?
I wonder if they have sign language. Underwater sign language.
That's so stupid. It's so dumb.
But I liked the way it looked.
Z2 is probably over there podcasting about something really constructive, and we're wondering what Atlantean sex would sound like underwater. That's fine.
I mean,
it's fine. Look,
we can't answer you on this podcast because
yeah,
this is my Indian head bubble.
Hey,
because yes and no.
Hey, I need you to stop having conversations with people that aren't on mic.
Well, they just started, so they're kind of on mic.
Yeah. They're on different
mics. We should have done our intro like theirs.
How do they do it?
Cut it. We'll just get Zach to come over and do our
Can
intro.
You hear him?
I can't remember. That's been a while since I heard their
funny,
podcast.
By the way. We got to get Frankie on to talk at some point.
You could easily have him just come do the intro.
Frankie Cern is here. Who else is here? Yeah. Aggravated Art. What's with the aggro? I never understood that. I don't know what aggro means.
Well, when you have a thin hairline and you don't make
really
a lot of money.
Farmers, farmersonly.com.
That's a complete lie.
And you're failing at life as a white person in America, you're aggravated.
Is that Was that what it is?
I don't know.
Because aggro is spelled wrong.
Yes, I'm aware.
No, I know you're aware, but I'm guessing there's a reason for it. Not
yes.
that you just forgot how to spell one day.
It'd be fucking awesome if you were
in a past life when I vandalized things with spray paint. It may or may not have been the name that I may or may not have painted on.
Oh, it's all right. We're past
property
we're
that
past,
may or may not have been mine.
We're past the time that they can prosecute you. It's fine.
Probably. I'm not even in the same fucking state anymore.
That'd be
that
sweet,
makes it a
though.
Felony, I think.
I'm not doing it here.
Cops just take him away.
So Baltimore Police Department's got enough on their fucking hands right now. They just got busted, like a whole bunch of them. So there, I guess there was like a gang of cops that were like carrying around like fake toy guns. And like they would just arrest somebody and then throw the toy gun on them and be like, we thought it was a real gun, so we had to fuck him up.
Nice. I like it.
Sounds like something white cops been doing to black people for quite some time.
Yeah.
Not just in Baltimore.
It was like five or six. It was like five or six of them.
Coat.
Dude, I know. I'm in this poncho, and I'm sweating my balls off.
I don't know why you would wear a poncho.
Cinco de Mayo, bro.
Yeah, dude.
That's a fake Hispanic holiday, and I hate it.
I don't think it is fake.
It is fake. You go to Mexico, and ain't nobody celebrating this day. I promise you.
Of all those holidays to celebrate, who gives a shit
this
about
is,
the 5th of
this
May?
This isn't an American holiday that you use to get drunk. That's exactly what you're doing.
Stop ruining things. One.
I hate it.
I bought a fucking poncho. I'm going to wear this fucking poncho.
What's up? Oh, shit. I probably shouldn't be waving at you while you're trying to take pictures.
He makes me look great.
Huh? Oh, yeah, yeah. And that's hard.
Yeah. Fucking ugly. Yeah.
This dude's hairline is ridiculous. It's hard to make him look good.
Look at this. It's like fucking McDonald's
hairline.
Arches up
what
here.
What hairline, bro?
Yeah. It's like a hair curve.
It's like McDonald's arches. Might as well have like a corn on the cob.
It's like the Marilyn Manson curves of hairline.
How are you? Doing,
of course, I have no hair, so I can't speak. But
I sent that mass message out, and then you were like, not even a second later, you're like going.
What's everybody getting for free comic book day? I don't even know. There is a lot of people here already, though.
I know. I was going to go through the line and look at the comics, but then like it exploded.
Yeah. I'll take my son something home afterward.
We need the content. We need the
That's
content.
Like I said, this shit will get cut.
Yeah. I assumed.
We'll have to talk about Infinity War at some point. I got a lot of things to say about that movie.
Yeah, definitely. And hey, we interviewed that guy for Action Comics 1000.
Which guy? The guy in the kind of gray shirt?
The gray polo.
I wonder if he works here.
I don't think he does.
He
kind of
looks
does.
Like he's... I don't know. He may not be. He's kind of searching, actually, now that I say that.
He seems to be buying comics by the pound.
That's the best way, I think.
Yeah. It's never the cheapest way.
They have a cornhole, Hall of Justice cornhole over there.
Yeah.
It's fucking cool.
It is cool.
I wonder who made that for him.
The cornhole?
Yes.
We used to just play with Dom's hole, but
That's
now we have
guy.
Our own
really?
Cornhole.
That's all I know is some local guy that makes cornhole.
It's cool as shit. I wonder how much it costs.
I don't know.
It doesn't.
It's got like lights on the inside of the hole.
It looks
too,
badass.
So you can play at night.
It's two boards with holes in them and decoration.
Hey, you can always catch up on recording too.
Even though they're very well done,
is.
I don't
it's
believe
Lego
it would
Mike.
Be too expensive.
I don't know who Lego Mike is.
At least I think his name's Mike. I'm just going to roll with it.
What's up, Lego Stan?
Or maybe it's Lego Jeff. But he works at Lego. And he always hooks John up.
He works at Lego.
Yeah.
Lego proper.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So he always hooks John up when sets are on their way out.
Fuck, I want a Lego hookup. I love setting up Legos.
Do you?
It's crazy. A lot of people are here for the free shit.
I mean, that's what you're here for, really.
Yeah.
You know, the ratio of people who are not white to free shit is not as big as you would think.
I don't know what that means.
Usually when I see our people and they're free shit, our people are there. That's what I'm saying.
Our people don't know how to read sometimes, though.
Well, they're like, comics or not.
Like, what is the comics, Mike?
Jose, let's go.
Cinco, the free comic book day-o. All the white guys, they giving away all their books, man.
Yeah, man.
He must be going out of business.
They're giving away the colored fire starter paper, man.
What did you, peep anything over there for Free Comic Book Day that you'd like?
There's a Free Comic Book Day tick that I want to grab because my buddy Ian Nichols did the interiors.
Nice.
If you're not following Ian Nichols, follow him. He's an amazing artist.
Very good.
Yeah, but you...
Me, not so much.
Is that the guy who's all scared, who doesn't want to be on shows and stuff?
No, it's not that guy.
Oh, okay. There's a little scaredy cat guy. There's a little scaredy cat guy that is that doesn't want to be on the show, you told me.
Who the hell was that, I wonder?
He said he didn't like interviews or something.
Oh, that
was
the guy that did my color work.
Yeah.
Mike Bartolo.
That's that guy. Oh, no, I didn't know you were going to name him. So let's...
No, he's like incredibly shy.
Me too.
No, like even like Facebook message conversations are painful sometimes.
Side note, I have 50 friends, so I'm very, very shy. Yeah.
That's why I celebrated our 1-year reunion, or our 1-year anniversary.
Did you see my wife?
Yeah.
You're one of the lucky ones.
Yeah.
What's weird is you have no Facebook friends, and it took you a fucking year to okay me. So I know you saw that shit.
It's on the bubble, bro. It's on the bubble.
His queue for people that want to be his friends
is literally like 60 people deep right now. And I know all of them.
Sooner or later, it's going to be like fans of the show that just want to like see what you're doing with your life. And you'll be like, no.
What do you think this lady's picking up? What'd you pick up? A little bit of everything. Did he put a cap on it this year?
No, I don't think so. Because we've got an ass load of books. There's stuff from like Halloween Comic Fest.
Want to come jump on a mic?
Free Comic Book Day from last year.
I need a picture of you with then, like, holding it up
Batman
too.
Batman Day stuff too. Madhouse.
What'd you think? Was it funny?
It's awesome.
Which one's awesome? Oh, the shirt.
The
oh,
genius producer.
Yeah. I'm the non-genius producer.
Thank you, sir. How's life going, sir?
Sit down and talk to us for a little while.
Well, he's busy, buddy. Maybe he's trying to get those free comic books.
There's a lot of them. Although there are a lot of people here.
It's crazy. I had to park like over at the like the mall.
So did we. Mostly just because I didn't want to take up a spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could have been dicks, but we weren't.
Yeah, no, I didn't want to be a dick. It was crazy here last year. They were trying to get food trucks out and 15 cars had to move out of the way and stuff. It was no good.
Yeah, I didn't come out here last year, so like I had no idea what to expect. This is way busier than I thought.
Oh yeah.
Like John has
said, you gotta get all up on the mic.
Yeah, John has said it's busy, but this is like crazy busy. It's wild.
Did you go anywhere last year?
No.
No?
I don't like crowds, so I try and stay away from stuff.
I'm with you. That's why we're on this side.
Yeah. It's really weird because we're like a pop culture / nerd podcast, but nerds don't really like to interact with each other that much. In general. So this is a super bizarre setting.
I'm very shy. I don't that's weird that I would do such things like this. It's weird that I'm in the sales industry.
Yeah, it was hard. Like I know you guys were struggling to even get interviews for the Superman thing. Like
we weren't struggling to get interviews, we were struggling to get people who liked Superman.
Like Superman. Yeah, exactly.
People were more than willing to go on the mic and bash Superman. Like, what? No, why would I like Superman?
Yeah, I'm here for this midnight action comic event, but I don't really like Superman.
It's weird. If I didn't like Superman, but I was still getting it, I'd just wait to pick up my pool later.
Yeah, just tell John, hey, John, can you put it in my pool?
Oh, man.
Oh, come on.
Frosty's interview? I sent that to my dad. I was like, he messaged me back. He's like, I listened to the show. Are you and that Frosty guy friends? You literally told him to go fuck himself while you were walking away.
Really friends with Frosty.
Your dad listens to us? I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
Oh, he thinks it's hilarious.
Yeah, his dad seems to be into the show, whereas my mom is not into the show.
His mom almost killed him.
His mom's got that flip-flop ready.
Yeah.
Mijo, you come to see this nasty shit on the show?
When I showed up at the house after my mom had listened to the show for the first time, she was like, I thought I raised you better than this. I was like, what are you talking about? You call all the people gay. I was like, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, it was dumb. That's all dumb.
Yeah.
Are you picking anything up, or are you just here to kind of look around?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'll probably just walk around a little bit. I don't, like, I was just thinking I'll go in and make, like, 50 changes to my pull list.
Yeah. Hey, John, I'm going to need about an hour of your time.
Yeah
exactly. Go through.
I'm paying customer. These people are here for free. So.
Exactly. I don't even think I'll mess with my pole today. I'll probably come back tomorrow or something and pick up my pole.
Depending on if it slows down later, I might, but we'll see.
I should have done it yesterday. I thought about it.
We're only up here.
Believe him, right? There's not going to be that many people here.
I seriously, I thought that there, I mean, I thought there'd be a lot of people. Right. But I didn't anticipate, like, this whole back area would be filled up.
I think 2 years ago, that I was helping with accounting, and they had almost 600 people come through the doors. It was insane. It's a crazy day.
I bet you they do a lot of non-business on this day.
He does a lot of business.
I bet.
Yeah, that's the whole idea, right?
Yeah.
You're giving stuff away, but the idea is you get people into the store, and they'll pick up other stuff, and then hopefully they'll come back.
Some of that is you want, you know, maybe 6-7 things out of the list, and some shops will only let you take 3. So you've got to go to, you know, 3 or 4 different comic book shops to get what you want.
It's true. John does not seem to have a limit.
No, I don't think there was a limit today.
It just looks like everyone's just grabbing everything. Do you read these comics? Fuck no. They're free, so I'm taking them.
We need your pick soon.
Oh, yeah.
Your next one.
No, I got it.
You got it ready in the can?
Going back and forth. Yeah, there's like 3 or 4 that I've been tossing back around. So, but I want to do one that's kind of like, so this is not a good movie. All right, let me just start off by
saying that.
This is not a good movie.
Did you watch Gods Must Be Crazy?
I did not watch Gods Must Be Crazy. I'd seen it in the past, and I liked it, but I was kind of busy.
Right.
I was super bummed that I was sick during that show, because that movie had all the potential for a podcast to be made after it.
But yeah, so this movie, it's kind of like a childhood favorite of mine. So, like, again, it was one that I really liked when I was a kid. A little bit older than a kid, like young teenager, I think.
Oh, yeah.
It's called The Last Dragon.
Oh.
And
I don't know that I've heard of it.
I'm trying to think of it. I know I've seen it, but I can't. Nothing's coming up in my brain.
The full title of it is Berry Gordy's The Last Dragon. So basically, it's like.
Yeah, I haven't seen
it. So Berry Gordy's a music producer, but so he made this movie in the 80s. And it's basically an homage,
Bruce Leroy.
To Kung Fu. Yeah, it's Bruce Leroy.
Yes, I knew I'd seen it.
There you go. So yeah, Bruce Leroy showed up.
I've never seen it.
So I'll be curious to see what everyone thinks about it.
Leroy.
It's
fucks up his dad's pizza shop.
I think it's fun.
It's
like,
it's a great movie.
I watch it still, you know, probably like every couple years. This isn't one of these that I haven't seen in like forever. Like I watch this every couple years, and like
it's weird when you find those movies that you love. So I watched Spaceballs last night for May the 4th.
Yes,
and I was the only one who liked the movie.
Shockingly,
like,
actually,
my wife
the same
hates
thing.
It. They don't like that kind of humor, but that was a thing for a really long time. You know, Mel Brooks made a lot of money making like that.
Dude,
like,
Spaceballs is the shit. I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't know. It was weird. Nobody liked the movie. And I was like, what the fuck? This is weird. I'm not with my people today.
I'm excited for The Last Dragon. I don't think that's a bad movie at all. That's a very racist movie.
Yeah, so it is one of those ones that, like, there's a lot of things.
Like, you couldn't make it today.
No, you couldn't make it today. It's pretty close to an exploitation film.
Yeah. I'd say it is an exploitation, but in a weird way.
Yeah.
It's like a black exploitating Chinese culture.
Actually, yeah, exactly. It's very interesting in that way. Like, you could probably go off on a whole thing about how it's about cultural appropriation, but of a black guy appropriating Chinese culture, so...
The Bruce Leroy is just the best.
Writing about black people trying to imitate Asian people?
Probably, yeah.
Something. I don't know.
A lot of appropriation happening
but
there.
But I guarantee you a white guy made most of the money off this movie.
Well, I don't know. Berry Gordy was the
producer. Oh, that's true,
of it,
yeah.
So.
Berry Gordy might have made all
probably
the money.
A white writer, but I don't know. Yeah, so I'll be curious to see what everybody thinks about it.
We got From Hell. We didn't do that one yet because we didn't want to do it here.
Yeah.
So we got From Hell next time. And then I think it's you. I'll have to look at the fucking... Gabe is the keeper of the scrolls.
I think so.
Cool. It's a action kind of movie, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's a kung fu movie.
It's a comedy, like an action comedy, I guess, is what you describe it as.
Okay.
It's kind of similar, I guess, in a way. And I know you guys did this recently. I'm blanking on the name of the movie now. Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's very
similar. In a way, it's kind of similar to that.
Nice.
So, if you like Big Trouble in Little China, you probably will like this movie.
It's an action movie that doesn't take itself seriously at all.
I like it. Okay.
Yeah. But it's serious.
I'm excited to see it.
I don't know how to explain it beyond that.
He put this giant fucking book on us, so I'm dredging through.
I just thought people should read a little bit, you know?
Plus, I'm okay reading, but the book's like this big.
It's one of the best, like, just solid graphic novels that nobody's read. Like, we don't even know it exists most of the time.
I like your idea of doing
From
it.
Hell.
In fact, before you...
Oh, man, I love From Hell.
Yeah, we're reviewing it on our next podcast.
Right on.
But a lot of people only know the movie, and they don't even know it is a graphic novel, so...
Yeah, no, man. That's how I got introduced.
When you said it, I was like, you mean the debt movie?
Dude, the graphic novel's amazing. And it's a novel.
I think it's a good idea to do both. Like, I actually, like, at some point, I want to do V from Vendetta.
Yeah. Oh,
and,
nice.
And do, like, the same thing where I read the graphic novel, which is shorter, it's not that long, and then do the movie V for Vendetta.
That is a good idea. It takes us out from what we normally do. So. Yeah. I like it.
I think every once in a while it's a good idea for sure.
I was just like, holy shit, this fucking graphic novel.
It is a big graphic novel. The, like, compendium that goes with it is, all like, half as big of, like, extra shit. But it'll be
Beastie
fun.
Beastie Boys. I don't know if you have a sticker or not. Take a sticker if you want, buddy.
I will take one.
Yeah.
Sticker, business card.
We just opened the shop up. I'm sure I'll be fucking saying that a shit ton today. But that's some of the shit that'll be on there.
We're using those salt shakers in our house.
Yeah,
like
are you?
Shakers.
Me too. I love them. They're pretty cool.
They're actually
it's so different. And that's kind of what I wanted to do with those is it's just a different thing that, you know, everybody does shirts and stickers and shit. I want to do something else. And the Etch and Sketch is fucking phenomenal. They do good work and they're cool people.
That's cool. So what else are you guys doing? How long have you guys been out here?
Not long.
Yeah, we got here right before.
20 minutes ago.
Also, there's like a breeze coming in that's spectacular right now.
Because he's wearing a giant sweater.
It's gorgeous today.
I will never take it off till I go home.
He walked
I might
out
give it
I
away
thought,
at the end of the night.
I thought there was some mariachi music fucking playing as he was walking out of his door today.
Oh, earlier today when it was kind of cool, though, it was actually like the perfect accessory.
He came out and was like, yeah, 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 yeah.
His mom came out. Are you the guy that put him on the show?
Yeah. I didn't even notice why I was there when I came out. I was just meandering for like 5 minutes.
She's like, mijo, you come here?
Yeah, no. I'm
you
good.
Make my son say all these things?
Yeah. No, I'm good. I'm good, Mama Doyle.
Mama Doyle.
She can be quite violent.
Mama Daniels.
I know. I grew up. My mom wasn't violent at all. My
she
dad
comes
was.
Out with the shotgun. She's like, no.
Yeah.
My mom had like acts of violence that went way over the top on accident.
Like shooting your dog in the face.
Okay, well, that was that
really? Side note, that's not even going to fit you.
I'm just walking up, grabbing shirts.
They're all extra larges.
Yeah. I give you my poncho.
Hey, I am going to do one. Do you want one in the future? All right, I'll get you one. Yeah, I'll get you one.
I also want one.
So what's Gabe doing? You got his good stuff this weekend?
Yeah, roller derby.
Yeah.
I don't... So they everybody's birthday, like three of their four kids' birthdays are all in May. So this is usually the weekend that he does all of that stuff, and so he's never come out to this event, out here at least. I don't know if he's done it closer, but he's never come out here. He's got way too much stuff going on.
Yeah, it's 4-hour round
trip. What month is May?
What month is May? The month we're in currently?
So it's the fifth month?
Yes.
All right.
What?
I'm just trying to figure out which month of the year Gabe likes to fuck. I know it's August.
Oh. September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April. Yeah, it's around.
Yeah, end of August.
Yeah. That's when Gabe likes the.
Yeah, don't call Gabe end of August. That's when he's doing his thing.
Yeah. I think we mean beating off habitually all day long. Like blisters on a shaft. That's not just an August thing, though.
Yeah. I mean, it's only productive in August.
It's like that sketch month, but he's fucking just beating it off every day.
Yeah.
To different kinds of porn, I think, is how that works.
Midgets.
Did you see the thing Mike tagged everybody in? So I guess there's like a legit like midget wrestling like tournament next weekend.
I'm sure there is. Wait, next weekend?
Yeah. It's like Saturday next weekend.
Where at?
I don't know. I didn't check the thing, but I'm like, I'm kind of wanting to go. Just to watch little people jump all over each other. It sounds
I don't know
amazing.
If I'm going to get no sleep 2 weeks in a row, but...
He hasn't slept at all yet.
Neither is AC. He stayed up all night trying to prep for today.
I work at night.
Like, I left his house at like 12:30 last night.
Back to work probably after this.
But he's kind of a night owl anyway.
Luckily, I don't work around heavy machinery or anything.
I think it's best that you don't work with the heavy machinery.
No, I won't. I'll sit in the office.
Did you watch Infinity War?
I did.
What'd you think?
I thought it was fantastic.
Did you?
I thought it was
Any
fantastic.
Any good, bad Absolutely. Notes? Indifferent?
I think in general we all did. But.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, a lot. I mean, how detailed do you want to go here?
You go as detailed as you want.
That guy looks like he did not know this was going on.
So I thought they did a lot of stuff really well. First of all, it's just an exciting movie, right? So, like, it's action-packed, like, right from the very beginning. just drops you right into it. Doesn't give you like a warm up or anything. But I thought the thing, like, there's a theme that comes up like again and again. I thought they did a really good job with it. And it's all about the idea of like sacrifice. Like starting from the very beginning, like you get, you know, Loki, you know, is being, you know, Thanos has got Thor. He's saying, you know, give me the stone.
Spoiler alert.
Thor.
No spoiler alert. This shit comes out in 2 weeks.
Exactly. Everybody has seen it already. It's made $1 billion. So.
Except for Gabe will not have seen it.
He will have seen it, I'm sure, at this point. Yeah. Hopefully.
There's six or seven different scenarios. Because there's the whole story around Vision and what are they going to do with them. Yeah. Obviously, what happens with Gamora. And multiple things around Gamora, right? Because she's begging Star-Lord, like, if Thanos gets me, kill me because I don't want to give up the location of the Soul Stone. Then she ends up in the same position with Nebula because Thanos, once Thanos has her, he's torturing Nebula.
Right.
And she gives in and she's like, no, I'm going to, you know, I can't see you kill her or torture her anymore. And so it just keeps coming back to that same theme. And obviously the big one with Thanos.
Yeah, wiping out half of everything.
Right, and from his perspective.
For all the wrong reasons.
But from his perspective, he thinks it's the right thing to do. Like, he sees himself as the hero of the story. And I think that always makes it more interesting with the villain. If you got a villain who you can, even if it's not right, like, it's not right, obviously, what he does, but you can see why he thinks it is.
But it's still, they do it beautiful because it's still hard. When he's crying, even, you know what I mean, and he's throwing Gamora off. That's a hard fucking thing to watch.
That
even
scene is definitely
that he's
emotional.
Kill everybody.
Yeah. That was an emotional scene for sure.
So I thought it was fantastic. It's just like everything that, you know, Marvel has done well in movies kind of packed into one movie. It's funny, but it's also dark, you know, which it pulls off really well.
Right.
You know, it manages to be heavy and light at the same time, which is the thing that DC just hasn't figured out yet in their movies. Like, they went all in on the Nolan Dark Knight vision and tried to differentiate and say that's how we're going to do our stuff. And
I could be alone, but I thought Justice League had a good balance of it. I just think people were like already done with it a little bit.
And I like Justice League. I thought it was good. Like,
I couldn't get past the horrible looking Steppenwolf.
It's
bad.
Well, and that's another thing.
Good.
It's like, you know, the difference between that, like that totally CGI character that they had.
I agree, he didn't look great.
And then Thanos, who is like 95% CGI, but like the 5% where it's Brolin and they're still got him emoting, you know, with the acting.
He was
stuff,
a very solid
a
CGI character.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
It's tough. It's tough. It pulls me completely out of that movie whenever he's on the screen, and it's.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like they could have started the way Marvel did instead of jumping right to a team up movie. Like everybody will watch you still. You know, it's nobody's gonna get tired. If Infinity War proved anything, that there's no fatigue when it comes to these kind of movies.
No.
Take your time, build up all your characters, and do it right.
See, and it's not like they haven't made a crap ton of money with the individual stories, right? Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, Avengers made a ton of money when it came out, but so did Iron Man.
Right.
You know, even like the quote-unquote lesser successful Marvel movies still made a lot of money. I mean, like Thor, you know, the Thor solo movies, you know, weren't $1 billion films, but they made like $500 million, I think, you know, in that range.
They still all
so they were
money.
Huge hits,
right?
You know, so yeah, I think that's the right way to do it.
It just doesn't. I just don't care.
And I think they're in this weird situation now where because they've jumped right into trying to do it, they have one like super successful property with Wonder Woman, you know, that was fantastic, and they've got that character well established, and clearly they're not going to mess around and change anything there. But they're going to have to try and rework the rest of the world around it to make it fit.
And now you don't even know if Ben Affleck's going to keep doing it.
Yeah, Affleck, clearly he's already phony right? So, like,
you know, you got to know when you sign up for characters like this, you're signing up for a long time. I mean, come on. It's just stupid.
I'm pretty sure they can't do much wrong with Momoa, though. Like,
I feel like that's going to be...
Because he's Momoa, like, there's going to be a movie. I think that they thought it was going to be successful because of all their TV properties. They kind of felt like they had done, even though they didn't utilize them whatsoever.
Right.
I honestly think you could have put all their TV characters in a Justice League movie, and it
probably would have done just as well.
Done
better,
probably better.
Yeah, the Flash has a giant.
Those are already built fan bases. And the TV Flash is better than the movie Flash, in my opinion.
I agree.
I don't think that with all the characters, but
just not developed. Yeah. I thought the movie Flash was good, but just totally undeveloped. It's like, you just dropped this character into this
right.
film.
He also ran really wonky,
though. Yeah, you know, like, he was comic relief in the film, and it worked, I think, in the context of the movie, but you don't care about him like this TV character that you've, if you watch the show,
right.
you've seen, like, 60 yeah, yeah. hours or you
right.
know, whatever. Of
and he's more than
know,
just
so.
A goofy, funny guy in the show,
yeah.
you know?
Indeed.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody dead or no?
In terms of, like, what's going to end.
What's happening next?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's going to get resolved, right? Like, I think, you know, you tip your hand, you know, when you kill off the two most popular characters, you know.
Also tip your hand so, when you release
course,
the movies that are coming out later.
But
course,
I don't.
But of course they came out and they're like, well, we didn't know Black Panther was
right.
going to be so successful.
Yeah, but I mean, and I, you, yeah, they'll say that.
Right, of course.
You know, because they'll
but
play it up.
You've
but
already
I also,
said that you're making the movies. Like,
right.
that was the thing that really annoyed me. It's like, you can't get me emotional with Spider-Man's death when you've already announced his next film.
I was pretty emotional, side note.
I think...
Well, they not only did they announce his next film, they announced that it'll take place directly after the conflict with the Infinity Gauntlet. So I'm like, so
yeah.
clearly he's not dead.
Yeah, I mean...
We're not going to stay dead.
So I think on that one, it's like one of those things that... Being mad about going to see a superhero movie and the hero wins in the end. It's
right.
like,
yeah.
you know what you're signing up
right.
for. Right? Like,
some of them will stay dead, I think.
So
I think everybody that vanishes will come back.
For sure. Loki,
but I think new people
I think
will
the
die
people
on top
who
of
actually
it,
died. I think they're...
Loki,
I think Gamora will stay
Loki,
dead.
I think for sure is dead.
Gamora.
I think is coming back.
I think they're bringing back Gamora.
I think Gamora's coming back.
Yeah.
I think she's actually... What they're going to have resolved with that is that she's... Instead of, like, dying there, she was,
yeah.
like... trapped in the Soul Stone. So that's where I
that
think
makes sense.
I think she's like basically in the Soul Stone now. And I think that's where Thanos was
could
at the very end as well.
I think so
when
too.
He sees that vision
because it
of the
was kind of
so.
Orangey yellow. It kind of
exactly.
gave off that look.
The director has actually come out and said
yeah.
that's it. That's what he's in the Soul Stone at the end of the film there.
So did you have any dislikes about the movie? We know your likes. We know what you got out of it.
And it's hard. Like I honestly know. There's nothing that really stands out as other than the fact that it would be great if they could have had more time with all of the characters.
Right,
because
sure.
when you've got like 20 superheroes or whatever, you know you're not going to get more than...
How far did you guys get into the people dying theories?
Not. I just have masked him what his kind of overall feeling was for the show, for the movie.
So I'm thinking...
I have a whole shit ton of notes
that
we're all
yes.
ready to get into it, but I just wanted
I'm gonna
to...
I'm
going to
bow out for like 2 seconds because I'm going to drink. Anybody else want anything?
No, I'm good.
I'm good, thanks.
Because people sort of, like, evaporated, I think they went into the Soul Gem.
That's what we were just...
Where, like, yeah. characters that were, like, really fucking killed. I mean, obviously, with another snap of the finger, you could bring them all back
right.
anyway. But I think, like, Heimdall is definitely dead.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Heimdall
Gamora is
yeah.
definitely dead, as right now, as we know. But I, as far as, like, everyone evaporating...
You got
a fly on your head. White guy problem. See, he's got the same thing going on I do.
Yeah, barely.
He dressed
sucks.
It up, though. He dressed it up, though.
Are you sunscreening up top yet? I am.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it sucks.
Yeah. I wear a hat most of the time.
You brown guys
don't... I forgot my hat.
You guys don't have to worry about that. You keep...
No,
you guys
I never wear sunscreen.
You'll have a full head of hair until you die.
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee it.
Oh, yeah. But I don't ever wear sunscreen anyways, just in general.
Yeah.
It's not a brown person problem.
No, it's not. Lucky bastard. That's my theory
nice.
On people dying.
I got a lot of notes. So
I saw.
Really
you shared with all of us.
It. Yeah, I'm ready.
That Hulk that I sent you earlier, I wish I could read it out loud. There's way too many N-words in it. But apparently there's a whole series of those for every character in the movie
oh, wow.
by the same guy. So I need to find that again and share it to you guys. You would have no smoke after catching them hands.
So dumb. Should we take a break? Fuck.
Sounds like it.
Sounds like we're
yeah.
taking a break.
Take
All right.
a break.
Somebody take us out.
You're listening to us.
What's up, guys? This is Epic Film Guy Nick here, and I just want to take a few moments to tell you about an excellent podcast that I personally listen to called Ice and the Face. All right, now, if you're a fan of dystopian and even nihilistic comedy, this is the show for you. Rick and Sarah take the most ridiculous news items in the world every single week, and they just tear these stories down, all while having a great, great laugh. They're usually joined by guests who jump right in on the fun, and it's just a great time. They just launched a Patreon over at patreon.com/iceintheface, so you can also support them. But if you're not listening to this show, what you need to do is go to their website at iceintheface.com or jump over on your favorite podcasting app and subscribe to Ice in the Face. I promise you'll listen for 2 minutes and you will be hooked just like I am. So go ahead and give it a listen, and back to your regularly scheduled program.
Hey, that wasn't recording. Now we're recording.
And we're back! Dude, seriously?
I don't see too many people dressed up, because I know that there's a costume contest for Denver Comic Con tickets.
I might win this bitch with a poncho.
Huh?
Put them
on when it's time for the contest, I think. It's a little hot, huh? You think?
Right now, I'm literally winning my poncho.
I was walking around in the Imperial pilot costume. I had to be faking it.
Yeah.
They have to, too. I think he was a part of the actual stuff. Yeah. They have to.
Yeah.
They'll get in trouble.
I mean, I'm not making fun of him. I'm also a big guy, but I don't think he met the physical requirements to be one of them troopers.
He did.
He's pretty big.
Well, I like that vision.
That vision print is pretty dope. So what did you guys end up concluding with your... So did we do the in-depth Avengers talk yet or no?
No.
I'll save my shit.
We're waiting. I'm waiting for Tim to have a moment too.
Cause I do have some beef with the movie, even though I did like it a lot.
Oh, I like that one too. The one before.
Yeah, that's
all
dope.
The Avengers. That's cool as shit. Captain America looks grumpier than normal, but
yeah.
Captain America looks grumpy.
This was a Memorial Day piece, so I tried to find a Marvel character from every branch. This guy, the Finn, he's like pre-Marvel. He's like. My brain's a fart right now, but whatever that golden age company that became Marvel was, he's from that.
I don't know.
Marvel actually doesn't have a character in the Navy.
Oh, they do.
Spectrum, she's like kind of, it depends on which run you read. In some runs, she's just an X-Men, and some runs, she's a Coast Guard.
So they have a fucking Ghost Guard character?
Huh?
Yeah, that's more better than the Navy, apparently.
Evidently.
Coast Guard.
What's that like? What's that one service?
Are you in the Navy if you're in the Coast Guard? I mean, it's pretty much the same thing.
They're separate branches.
Coast Guard is for people who like water but can't swim very good. And the Navy, yeah, they'll swim better. I don't know if that's true at all.
Coast Guard's the people. No, I don't want to say it.
Oh, wow. Here we go. Here we go.
Might as well be city carriers.
Look at Dom. Dom's trying to be a fucking bodyguard over there.
Whose body is he guarding?
Guarding comics.
He's guarding his own. My little kids.
I know, he's guarding the comics by the pound boxes. I just gotta buy these Doms so and get away from there.
Where's the scale? Who has the scale? Who's weighing all these comic books?
I think it's Dom.
Dom does?
Yeah. Dom's weighing them.
You got 10 pounds of comics.
You owe us. How much are the comics by the pound?
I don't know. It just says comics by the pound.
Interesting.
I couldn't tell you.
And better.
That's all right.
I know.
Stop saying that.
I was, you know, easy spot for you to find it.
I can hear it.
Okay. Just making sure.
I don't know what the inside looks like, but it seemed to die down a little bit out here.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It was crazy as shit when I went in there to get a water. It ended up with $80 worth of comic books somehow.
It's a lot of comic books.
It's only two, actually.
Those are some expensive-ass comic books.
They're a little more expensive than your average comics. But actually, $30 for the first 7 to Eternity is a pretty good deal. They're $40 to $50 online right now, so.
Nice.
And then I think they're even discounted on that, so.
What's up, Michael Kirk? Look at that.
Bringing people that won't let us talk the way we want to, yeah.
Little kids are amazing. You shut your mouth.
I didn't say they weren't cool. Well,
they're Mike's kids. They're used to it.
No, that's all right.
You can talk if you want.
She's shy.
About whatever little kid show you like.
You want to talk about midgets?
What are you watching these days?
What shows you watch? Dylan, what show do you watch? We watch Teen Titans Go.
Nice. I like Teen Titans Go. Cyborg is funny.
We watch the Dark Side episode every day. sticks it out.
What's up, sir?
Not much. How you guys doing?
Tired.
Pretty good.
Where's Gabe?
Doing Gabe things.
Being a bitch.
You know he doesn't ever come to these things.
Actually, I think he's hanging out with his family.
We're talking shit about him. We always do when he's not here.
You should.
Yeah.
How you doing, Tim?
Hey, baby.
What's going on?
I got your invite to midget wrestling. I'm pretty excited for it. I hope you're for real about that.
I'll have to check the wife. I think I can maybe make it happen.
Springer with.
God, that food truck smells amazing.
It really does. Oh. It really does.
No, I had a Subway sandwich because I didn't eat breakfast at all.
Yeah. When he pulled up, dude, this whole like little cul-de-sac just filled with that smoke smell. And I was
He was amazing.
I have the poncho sweats. That's about it.
The poncho sweats.
I need more Michael Kirk calls. What the hell, Michael?
Yeah,
and it was funny. It was really funny. I laughed very hard. yeah, for sure. It was in the
episode. Wait, did you?
Yeah, the one where he told you to get the hood.
Yeah.
Make yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I think I rebutted quite nicely too.
The Orientals.
It was funny. It made me laugh.
It was funny.
Oh man.
How you doing?
Busy with work.
Great.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tried to join the clan last year, but they don't take brown people.
That's what I told you. You gotta wear the whole.
It's way. Weird because you are hooded. Like, who cares?
Yeah, like they know.
I mean, Clayton Bigsby, he did it for 20 years. Yeah. You guys been busy? Lots of guests so far?
Not many today. They're looking at comics and stuff. Jason sat down, talked Infinity War with us for a little bit.
Nice. I saw it last night.
What'd you think?
It was really good. And I'm not a Marvel guy at all, and I actually really enjoyed it.
You think everybody's dead or not dead?
Adam Warlock's going to bring them all back. All
right.
And then they're going to do something at the Time Stone to make it like it never happened.
I heard they weren't planning on introducing Warlock until the third...
It's
Guardians
what they say.
Movie.
It's what they say.
It's like when you do this, it's to get you to look this way.
Could be.
I think that's what it is. We know Captain Marvel's coming for sure.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
I'm
I mean,
excited for that.
Everybody, because they're doing Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. What are you going to do?
It's just going to be Rocket.
And,
<that's it>.
And Spider-Man Homecoming 2 is
just,
like the next movie.
It's just, his friend,
it's just the
it.
Big, but yeah, the big Mexican dude.
Yeah, so...
That'd be fucking gold, actually. He's all trying to wear the suit.
I'm pretty confident after like $1 billion here in the U.S., they're gonna do another Black
right.
Panther movie.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Wakanda can't be gone.
Yeah, they're all coming back. All
right. What about the dead? The people who didn't vanish? The people who actually died?
Do you think they'll be able to hear him on the mic?
Okay.
But don't worry, it's comic books, man.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. Right.
Have you ever seen that video of like Batman where he's like utilizing somebody? He's just like, oh, so he's like, oh, Jesus Christ. We know he's just going to come back anyway. Nobody ever stays dead.
Right. That's the problem with these movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, what can
I
you
mean,
do?
Superman wasn't even dead for a movie. He died at the PBS and then he was right back again
right.
Like halfway through Justice League. All right, I think we're going to walk around.
No worries, no worries.
Enjoy yourself.
We are doing the, I like the idea of doing smaller 30-minute episodes in the middle of our giant episodes, though.
I think it's good.
I can't wait.
More is better.
I'm excited.
So Tim and I actually have to do one of those today, right?
You don't have to.
I assume we were doing one of those.
We can
today.
Wait until Sunday or Monday. Doesn't matter.
Whatever.
It's up to you guys.
I'm coming up after the show to town. So if you want to record it. Yeah, after the show, I'm headed up to Greeley.
Oh.
Be following you guys, I assume.
That's weird.
After this show, I'm going to go to sleep and go to work.
Well, we can do it this weekend.
But if there's any way to do it tomorrow, we can do it.
I'll have to call you. I'm busy tomorrow. Very busy.
I'm sure you are.
We got to lay more concrete, and then I got to go buy plants. Then we're going to the drive-in. If you guys want to come to the drive-in.
What day?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Probably can't because I got to work, but we can Skype.
It starts at dusk.
We're just talking about our weekend plans.
Yeah, no,
show.
That's fine. I'm gonna go rewatch Infinity War at the drive-in. So.
Because I think Hannah's birthday party is tomorrow, but I don't know how long that's going.
Me neither.
I'm down for that.
We were invited, but I think she said she was going to send us a real invite, and I don't think we got it.
Well, you're invited.
Yeah, no, but I don't know any of the details. This is the problem.
All I know is it's a swim party somewhere. That's all I know.
You don't have kids.
Still.
Oh, shit. Look at Dom. He always has that mean-looking face on.
Nobody cares about your narrow views on anything.
Wow. We don't have narrow views. I feel like we're pretty unnarrow.
What are you guys talking
about? We're fat. Nothing right now. We're going to go watch Infinity War at the drive-in tomorrow.
We're kind of only barely potting at the moment.
Drive-in?
Yeah. The one in Fort Collins? You don't like the drive-in? You got something against the drive-in? I'm going to.
Cheap ass.
So if he's going to ride his bike.
Put in for a carload for $3.
He's going to ride his bike in, thank though. Thank you.
Is it $8?
Yeah. $8, two movies? Fucking A.
Not three?
No, two.
Okay.
Infinity War and then Black Panther is tomorrow.
Why are they doing it in that order? It's so annoying.
No, it's weird. I don't know why it's not first. Hey, but we're running our giant ad on the screen. That's what I'm excited for, so.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for it.
You're welcome, baby.
Appreciate it. So we opened up a shop online. So we're selling all that shit. The shirts we're giving away today at some point, somehow. I don't know how yet. But yeah, we just opened up the shop probably a week ago.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Email list. Come on, bro.
I need my info out there.
To who? It's me. I'm not selling to nobody. So much anger. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, Dom. Randy, how are you, sir? That was a thumbs up for everybody.
Thumbs up is real audible.
There's another thumbs up.
Yeah, yeah. Nod, shaking his head.
Head nodding, yes.
And I don't mean under the table.
He's got an erection.
Oh, he's going to flip over your table.
Ugh. That smell. It smells so good.
Hey, he's got a homecoming costume on. I like it.
Dude, he's still wearing that thing.
Who?
That is a sweaty-ass stormtrooper.
He has to.
That's the guy I was talking about.
I would be so hot. That's all I'm saying.
Like, maybe he's got a cooling system.
Like,
in
maybe
there,
not his body, but his head in that plastic.
And those leather gloves?
Like his head has to be sweating. Like head sweat.
Yes. Definitely.
What other kind of sweat would come from your head?
I don't know. Dick sweat?
Yeah, that's true, actually. You're right.
From somebody else, from, you know, just.
You ever set at the wrong angle and your penis falls asleep? That's a new one for me.
Nope.
I don't think I've experienced that until today.
Are you high?
No. I was just sitting here in a weird position on the edge of this, like, foldable
you
chair.
You like my idea of random UAs when what happens is going to happen?
I like it.
Oh, you just want to watch us fail UAs or what?
Yes.
I also think we need to start reading.
I'm going
to
put them up somewhere.
I think we need to start reading aloud what Doyle says when he's high. He's like, it must be painful to own a flag.
I stared at that flag for a good hour before I texted you, and I was like, what if you don't know something bad happens and the flag is fully up there, then you're that asshole. Like, the president gets taken out, and you're flying the flag at full mast.
I mean, well, right now, I think people would buy, like, three flags and fly in full mast if the president died.
The dude's yard I was looking at, too, is all about the flag. Like, dead center of their yard, rock pile around it, lights lighting it, like... This son of a bitch loved America.
He was dedicated,
if he misses a tragedy, he's a total asshole.
Well, wrong way. All right, buddy.
Are you live streaming?
Stand next to your sign. I need to take a picture, but I need the sign in there. Should we get into Infinity War? Is that what we're doing?
I guess we can.
Discuss?
I mean, we can do that. Fucking launch chart is ridiculous, by the way.
What a chart?
He goes
all broken into four sections.
You know he goes all in. Did you see the one he did for the Cloverfield paradox?
Eight sections.
These are like just talking notes, bro. That's it.
Did you see the one he did for Cloverfield?
Yeah.
That was like one of the most descriptive timelines I've ever seen by hand.
Oh, happened here, but
it's like one of those. That was like done on Photoshop. People would be sharing it on like Facebook.
Yeah. You good now? You got?
Yeah, I'm good now.
I want to unfucking tighten it.
Is your junk awake?
We're good to go. Me and my penis fully aroused.
Full mast now.
Full mast. Don't flag it. Don't flag it up.
It's these new jeans, man. They're kind of weird in the crotch and
you want
tight.
Me to put some rocks by it with a couple lights?
And like wrap my junk around my balls and all this junk.
Yeah.
Got like little LEDs in his pants.
It was like my balls choked out my penis. It was very bizarre.
How did you get the Franks above the beans?
It's very difficult.
Very difficult.
Woo. So Infinity War, yay, nay, maybe?
I loved it.
I'm a yay at 80%.
80% yay.
There were enough things as I thought about the movie. Okay, so actually some of the things about the movie that I'm nay about aren't even about the movie. It's about the way that Marvel has gone about promoting their film series.
It was a complete lie. All the promotion was a complete lie.
Yeah.
We spent maybe 10 minutes in Wakanda, and that was every fucking trailer.
No, it wasn't that. I just think it was so sloppy and short-sighted.
Woo, that guy's not going fucking nowhere.
No. He's blocked in.
That guy is definitely not taking that car anywhere.
It was so sloppy and short-sighted to announce all your future movies.
I agree with
before
that.
This movie, and then kill off those characters, knowing full well that now we know for sure they're not dead.
So the first hour starts with everybody getting, with two people getting killed. Heimdall. What the hell? Buddy, that guy is definitely not getting out. Randy's over there yelling at him. I like it. I like when Randy yells at people.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so I had that. So I'll go over my small list of beefs with the movie.
The first hour goes from...
Or not. So, okay,
from,
go ahead.
From Heimdall's death until...
What's your count? How many times have each of you seen Avengers?
Honestly, only the one time.
Tomorrow will be two.
Yeah, I probably will see it again at some point this weekend, though.
I saw it twice opening weekend with my 7-year-old, and then once last night with my friend who's in town, so I'm on my third.
It's worthwhile that many times, I think. I want to see it in IMAX, like, really aggressively, but...
We need to raise that up so people can chat on it.
I don't know if people like sitting or if people want to stand. I never know.
Yeah, definitely. Come on the show. Talk to us about it.
Yeah, I actually thought it gets better each time. First time, you're so worried about what's going to happen, what's the plot, who's going to live, who's going to die, what's going to be the drama, how am I going to feel about it. Once you get past that, the second time you can actually listen and pay attention and really kind of catch stuff that you didn't catch the first time.
How did you feel?
I loved it. That's great. I mean, going in knowing that it's going to be the first half two movies,
right.
I think it's anyone, the only people who are going to come out of it unhappy are the normals who didn't know that.
Right.
You know, if you didn't know that they've already made the other movie, you know.
Yeah, I guess that'd be a shocker.
Yeah, if you don't know and the last thing is Thanos wins, spoilers, are we doing spoilers?
No, you can spoil. Okay. Spoil away.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, like, I mean, if you don't know going in, you know, that's a distinct possibility. I even warned my 7-year-old because I didn't want her to be traumatized. I told her, it's like, just so you know.
Oh, I saw little kids bawling in this movie.
Yeah, I told her, it's like, just so you know, the bad guy may win. Some of your favorites may not make it out of the movie. You know, be prepared for that. Understand that. And we actually saw it twice the opening weekend.
Frankie.
And she loved it. But she's seen all the Marvel movies at 7. Yeah, she knows the Marvel universe better than my friend in his 40s. So.
Yeah, I think I saw at least 3 kids crying.
I had to warn
towards the end of the movie.
My friend, he's a 20-something girl. Yeah. People are going to die, bro. You got to get over it.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, it's part of the deal. But I thought it was great. I mean, it got me excited. And in a movie where 2.5 hours of exciting stuff happening and every moment is chock full, the last shot to me was even more exciting than everything up until that point. Yeah. The big guns still to come.
It was crazy. It was crazy who actually vanished.
Right.
I won't say died. Not yet.
Who's technically not there?
Once you've established that level of cosmic and the glove and everything, like, all bets are off. I mean, anything can happen. Anything can be reversed. But yeah, no, I mean, the fact that you basically lost all the popular, Black Panther, Spider-Man, you know. I mean, to me, what they did is they cleared out the people who they intend to be leading the next wave of films.
Right.
And what you're left with is the original Avengers.
Right.
So the next movie starts with them.
I think what you're left with is the people who are probably actually going to die in the next movie.
Yeah, or at least the people who by the end of that movie will phase out
to
phase in the new guard.
Or will be so jacked that they're not going to be a part of it anymore.
Right. Yeah, so you start off with them as your nucleus, again, where this all started.
It was good because you get the Tony Stark Captain America reunion in the next movie because they have to.
They have to.
Not because they want to, because it's a necessity.
If anything happened to Shuri, we've gotta see Tony Stark and Shuri in a room together. Because that's gonna be so cool. We've gotta see that. Because she's smarter than him. She's ahead of him, because you noticed all of his nanotech in this movie is everything she did in the last movie. So she's at least a year ahead of him.
I think she's probably the next Iron Man. Or the next Black Panther. I think she's one of the two.
I think she'd be a fucking phenomenal Iron Man.
I think she's one of the two. I think she's a Black Panther or Iron Man.
Well, if nothing else, she definitely, in the next wave of movies, in the next cycle, she fulfills the Tony Stark role.
Right.
Yeah. All the tech's going to come from her.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, him leaving... You don't have to have a new Iron Man, but you do have where all the new tech's coming from. So,
I wouldn't mind it, though. I would not mind it.
It was pretty cool.
Totally,
why didn't you guys try this?
We didn't think about it. Yeah. Yeah, she is totally ahead of them. Yeah, 16 and she's ahead of them.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it happens in real life, too.
So you think they're coming back next movie?
Who is?
The people who vanished.
Oh, yeah, totally.
What about the people who died but didn't vanish?
That's more of a question.
There's only like three or four of them.
I think you've probably got to bring it back, Gamora. I don't know. There's got to be some way. I mean, it's a soul stone, right. So her soul's in there somewhere. Her soul's probably in the stone.
Right.
Yeah, some crap like that. I don't know. But, I mean, Loki, this is the bigger debate, is Loki. To me, you had to kill Loki, and the way that they did it was thematically exactly what they had to do. In the first 5 minutes, for the whole first 10 years, everyone's always said, you've done one good villain. You've done Loki. It's the one villain that everyone could say, okay, Marvel did one good villain, and he's been a mainstay, and he's been a focus and a through line through the whole first 10 years. So the way how do you start this movie? First 5 minutes, you have him killed by Thanos to say, that era's done. Here's Thanos. We've just upped the ante. Here's your new best villain.
And he came full circle was the beautiful part. Yeah. He went from being a villain to like to trying to redeem himself.
Exactly.
So.
Failing.
But trying.
Yeah. They did exactly what they needed to do in those first 5 minutes, which is establish how badass Thanos is. He kills Loki. He kicks the Hulk's ass. So for the people who don't really know the story, don't know Marvel that well, they go in right now. You've established in the first 5 minutes. Here's why Thanos is a big deal. Here's why it's a level above.
The real question everyone's asking,
Is
Korg dead?
Is who?
Korg.
Korg. No way. Taiki Waititi wouldn't have killed himself.
Who did?
Korg.
Korg.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually the question that no one but me is asking.
That's the thing,
but I really want him to be alive still.
Time, I was sitting there thinking from the first time that all of Asgard was killed.
Me too. That's what it looked like.
But then the second time when you can pay attention and listen to the dialogue, they clearly establish only half of Asgard is killed. So only half of who was on that ship is dead. So Korg could still be alive.
Korg better be alive.
They were saying they were getting off on pods and shit, like escape pods.
Gotcha. See, I didn't even catch that.
Yeah.
And I guess it was such a big deal for him, he never kills everyone. He only ever kills half of everyone. So half of that ship is still there. Yeah. I'm going the first time around.
I need a Korg movie for sure.
Everyone we just cared about from Ragnarok is dead? Really?
All of them,
you know?
Out of movie's car.
So that guy didn't back into it?
So a bigger question to me is, I don't know the Black Order or whoever is it, the Children of Thanos or whatever that was.
Oh, they're all dead, I think.
So the big guy with the axe, was he supposed to be from the same race as Korg? Because he sure as hell looked like the same race as Korg.
I don't know.
He's definitely not the same race as Korg. I don't know what race he is.
Yeah.
That's the other thing, is talking about villains, like those, nobody knew anything about those people. Like, I wish they would have carried some of those villains.
I did, because I looked online, because I was bad. Right. About who are the Black Order or whatever.
They're badass in the comics,
but
too.
But it would have been so much cooler if you had villains from, like, 3, 4, 5 years ago that carried all the way through.
You never even saw their names. No one.
The Maw, like,
the Maw gets referred to by name towards the end. Like, you know, Thanos goes, you know, he's the Maw, where's the Maw, you know? And that's the only time you know that he had a name, you know?
He's such a legit character to get killed kind of how he did.
Yeah.
I felt like they did him a little bit dirty.
Well, all of them were good because in the case of all of them got killed by our heroes having to team up to do it.
Right.
None of them could beat any of those guys individually. They had to team up together in order to beat any of them.
I believe in the comics, Black Panther beats the shit out of the guy with the axe single-handedly, though.
Yeah.
But you're correct, in the movies, that's how it works.
Yeah, in the movie, they had to team up, they had to work together in order to defeat them. And that was like all of it was up in the ante. All of it was like, okay, these established pretty early that these guys are stronger, they're at a level more than we've ever seen in the movies, and it is a step up in terms of who they're fighting.
Yeah.
And then Thanos is a league above that.
Cool. It is true.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, thanks for sharing your opinion with us.
Doing work all of a sudden, in the middle, too.
Can we get your name real quick before you go?
Michael Newman?
Yeah.
Yeah, some of the people know me. I actually was one of the founders of Denver Comic Con.
Oh, nice.
People around know me, so.
All right, thank you for your time, Newman.
You're going to be on the next episode. Feel free to take a... I think we're going to do... We're giving away 3 shirts. I'm not quite sure how yet, but I think it's going to have something to do with the email if you want to throw your email on there.
If not, no worries.
Thanks a lot, guys. No worries.
Thank you.
Hey! How are you weighing? What do comics by the pound cost?
So comics by the pound today are $3 a pound. I'm kind of rounding down, trying to unload some of these 14 long boxes.
Right.
We're going really well.
Nice.
Good idea.
How many pounds?
I've never seen comics sold by the pound before. So.
What is the most amount of pounds someone has bought so far?
Today has been 8 pounds.
Wow.
Damn.
Average is about 3.
What do you think? How much is a pound?
Sell that for?
No. How much?
How many comics?
8 to 10.
That's a pretty good deal.
You got it. I mean, I'll take it.
Was that guy angry? Was he? Did you guys tell him to shut the hell up?
I mean, the guy only almost ran over little kids. So.
Yeah, what douche.
At that point, I wouldn't even have moved
for
him, honestly.
Why not just stop and get out and figure out what's going on instead of just trying to back your car up into everything?
If I was you, I'd have got in my car and rammed him.
And, like, stare the other cars down, not even getting out after you realize the situation.
I was like, he's trying to raise them like Magneto or some shit.
He's already hitting the table and the chair with that person's car, and there was a kid sitting at the table. Like, what the
fuck? All you have to do is come out of your shop, walk into the store, ask John if he
can
ask him to politely move a car, fucking pull out. But some people are pieces of shit.
Did he get out of the car and start yelling at you guys or what?
Well, I guess Dom was ran up to him and was like, we will help you just now. You're about to hit a kid. And the guy's like,
you know.
What a moron.
So he doesn't like kids, is what I'm getting at.
Fucking idiot.
Little did we know.
This, by the way.
Oh, I'm Zach from ZT Podcast.
Hello, Zach.
How's it going, Juan?
Infinity War?
Sneaking on the pod.
Yeah.
You watched it? What'd you think?
Oh, that was pretty good. Like, I wasn't...
You're the first preview that we've gotten so far.
You know,
I disliked some parts, and I even thought it was good.
Okay, other than being DC trash, I wasn't entirely blown away by it. It was very entertaining. I enjoyed myself greatly. But just... I don't know. I feel like juggling all those characters in one movie was really difficult. So a lot of the characters just turned out to be like cardboard cutouts. Like, watching the movie, and it's like, oh man, Black Widow's... Okay, she had like one line, and she fought one person. Great. So we're not going to get any
development. I was going into it knowing that it would be like that, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about the first part of what's going to ultimately be like a five-hour fucking movie.
What I don't get, and what I don't understand that companies don't get yet is... Why don't you just make each of the movies 3 hours? Like, people do like 3-hour movies.
Dude, I will sit through every extended edition of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, if the movie is good and 3 hours, people don't care. You can bump up the content a little bit.
I don't think I would go see it again in theaters because it's the 2.5 hour time sink, but it's just part one of a larger picture. That'd be like going to watch Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, be like, that was a great movie. And then just be satisfied. I'm like, no, I gotta watch part two now. This is crap.
Do you know there were fucking theaters that did both or every single Marvel movie up to this movie?
It was like a 30
and people paid to do that shit?
I would die.
I think Smitty was thinking about paying to do that.
Can you bring a blanket and a pillow and just crash out during Thor and
probably
Captain America?
No, dude, I think Alamo Drafthouse did that.
I think so. It was like 32 hours or something crazy. It was a long thing.
They do fucking amazing posters for their movies. I probably would have gone to see that there.
I was pretty satisfied with just the 5-minute clip show of like, here's everything you need to know before the movie. I'm like, great. I forgot what happened in Ant-Man and that wasn't relevant at all. So, sweet. But I feel like them releasing Ant-Man next is perfect because it's like the antidote of like the wave of depression everyone felt.
Where is he? What happened?
Ant-Man.
He's busy doing Ant-Man things.
Yeah, how does Ant-Man and the Wasp make it?
The whole time,
but literally all of the Guardians don't, except for Rocket.
Side note, how the fuck do you get put on house arrest when you can literally make yourself tiny enough to get out of the fucking thing? I don't understand.
I don't know.
You're thinking too much into it.
Yeah.
Instead of like an ankle bracelet, it's like a drug addition.
Do you think everybody's dead? The vanished people, or no?
No.
I don't think anybody thinks that.
I gotta ask.
Oh, okay.
What about the people who died
in the soul stone? Oh, the people that are like dead? I think Heimdall's for sure dead. Loki's probably too popular. I think everyone else is like in the soul stone or something. I don't know.
I feel like Heimdall deserved more than that for his death.
He wanted out at that point, so.
No, I'm cool with killing him in the movie. I just felt like his character was so cool. But like him being already bitch slapped on the ground before we even got there.
But it's just like. We go from Ragnarok, which is like, oh man, this is awesome. Everyone's okay.
Yeah.
All right, everyone's dead. What's going on? Yeah. I'm really sad.
Yeah. Fucking broken down.
The Hulk
broken
gets
man.
Bitch slapped into submission for the whole movie.
Well, did you hear Joe Russo actually went out and he went to like a high school to talk about the movie and like gave away a bunch of spoilers? Mm-hmm. Like everyone's like, where's Valkyrie? Oh yeah, she made it off the ship.
I did hear some of that. Some of the people who had made it.
Yeah.
So he talked about the...
I heard he said that half the people made it off the ship and like suggested that she did.
He had talked about the Gamora at the end of the movie being in the Soul Stone. He'd said that that was happening. But I don't know if that meant that the Gamora that he killed was that same Gamora or if that was kind of a representation of her.
Oh, there's a new Gamora.
Well, it's like, at this point, you can't speak about anything or else give away a spoiler. Like, Chris Pratt made an Instagram post wishing Mantis's actress a happy birthday. He's like, can't wait to star on Guardians 3 with you. I'm like, but she died?
Well, we were talking about it earlier. Like, they announced the movies that are upcoming with characters that died in this movie. I'm like,
dude,
could you
Miles
just not
Morales,
tell us that you're doing that?
Spider-Man Homecoming 2, Miles Morales, Shuri's Black Panther.
So there was a thing that an article I read that said that maybe they would find these heroes but in different timelines and then help have them come back to this.
They announced Homecoming 2 and they said it was happening directly after the Infinity Gauntlet series. So they literally said the new Spider-Man happens right after Infinity Gauntlet, and then they want you to think he's dead. I'm like,
well, maybe it's Spider-Man from Earth 42.
I really do hope it's just a Ned movie, a solid Ned movie with no Spider-Man.
He puts on the suit.
Yeah. That's what we were saying.
He won't, fit.
Yeah, he was. He was wearing that mask before. It shrinks to you.
That's a lot of shrinking, though. I mean, it's a lot of material.
It's actually less shrinking.
Yeah. Keith?
He also has zero superpowers, so... But I want to see the movie
maybe
so bad.
Maybe the suit gives him superpowers.
Yeah, he just turns the kill mode on. He has the web shooters. Just the new version of
That's
Punisher.
That's where you can introduce the Korg movie. Korg and Ned in a Spider-Man suit. I'm watching that movie
That's
all day.
That's my biggest worry, is that no one has said what happened to Korg yet.
We were talking about... I want there to be a Korg movie. You can't just kill him
Korg
off screen.
Meets, like, they get separated from the rest of Asgard and then have to go road trip back to Earth.
Definitely.
Best movie.
I can agree with that. I would watch it.
What's up, Keith?
Where's Gabe?
Buddy, you know where Gabe is. He's off doing Gabe things.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, that asshole's never comes to these things.
He was here last time.
No, he wasn't. He's never been to these. Not here, at least. Yeah.
We you like to talk right on the mic, or it's not going to pick you up.
So.
Fucking Gabe sucking dick somewhere.
I like it.
Keith probably.
Jumped on the bandwagon pretty quick.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Gabe.
How many dicks could Gabe suck if he wasn't here?
What'd you think?
pretty badass,
nice.
Man.
Any qualms? I mean, everybody seems to think it was overall it was a really good movie.
Oh,
not many. I mean, little nitpicky things it seems like, but what? Anything big? Anything you didn't like or anything?
Not really, man. I thought it flowed pretty good, and I liked the story, and I mean, it's all action, right?
Right.
It's an action movie.
Damn near, yeah.
So. Are you a knowledgeable Hulk fan? I'm not. That's why I'm kind of looking for someone who is.
Really.
Got to find someone who knows the Hulk comics.
Hulk got his ass kicked. I don't know what's up with that.
I just feel like the Hulk wouldn't...
Like a little ragdoll.
I just feel like I know the Hulk could get his ass kicked like that. I don't feel like he'd bitch out like that the whole movie.
I didn't think Thanos was that powerful to, like, just bitch slap Hulk
with
out.
No extra powers.
He just
beat him up.
We just need someone who, like, knows the Hulk to, like... I don't think he would bitch out like that. I know.
I don't either, but he must have got his ass super kicked. Dude.
Yeah.
He, was just like,
he felt it worse than normal.
Yeah. He's like, wow, I've never felt that.
Yeah, I'm out. No. Nope, not
coming
back.
He definitely got rocked.
Dead people? Everybody coming back, you think?
There's going to be a Black Panther movie and a Spider-Man movie, so I would say yes.
What about the... So there was... I think there was only 3 deaths that happened that weren't vanished.
About characters we care about anyway.
Heimdall, Loki.
I mean, lots of people died.
And Vision, I guess, died without vanishing.
Yeah, he got
because he got.
Oh, I think Vision's toast for good too.
So, do you think they'll come back or do you think they're gone? Because they didn't really vanish. They got legitimately killed.
Man, that's tough to make a Guardians movie without Gamora. I think. And there's going to be
that's
a
true.
Guardians 3. She's a pretty popular character.
Right now, it just has Rocket Raccoon in it.
Is he still alive?
Everybody
alive?
Else died.
Yeah. Rocket was the only guardian to make it out.
He was the only guardian.
Interesting.
Everybody else vanished.
That's true, isn't it?
Yeah. They all got stuff.
Well, Gamora died. Yeah. I think Drax and Mantis
Star-Lord.
Left. And
Drax
went to
Star-Lord.
It was just Rocket.
Groot even, like, done.
I was really surprised that Groot went.
I was too.
I wasn't because I know they're bringing him back.
I thought Rocket was going to go in
that
scene.
I mean, they killed him for good. I'd be shocked. But
I love Groot. He's basically a child still at that point. He's like 15-year-old Groot.
No, it's teenage Groot.
Yeah, teenage Groot. A little disappointing.
He only did one thing that whole movie.
He made a hammer.
Yeah.
Or whatever, so, whatever.
A handle.
Thor's like, this is my tree friend. He's like, I am Groot. And Captain America's like, I
am Steve Rogers. I lost it in that scene.
Yes.
So there were a few nonsensical things I didn't like, though. Like, the Vision and Scarlet Witch, you have the two pretty much most powerful people
Scarlet
in the
Witch,
movies.
No shit.
Getting their asses handed to them, and then, and then Black Widow and Captain America show up and beat the shit out of the people handing them their ass. I'm like, wouldn't happen.
I can
like,
believe Captain America. I mean, he's...
Dude, the Vision is so much
Black
more
Widow,
powerful than
Black
Captain
Widow
America.
Black Widow has no powers.
I disagree.
You don't think the Vision's more powerful?
It should have been the opposite. It should have been Captain America
exactly.
and Black Widow getting their asses kicked.
That's what was weird about it. I was like, Cap wouldn't show up and then bitch slap someone who's bitch slapping the Vision. Like, that wouldn't happen.
Nobody bitch slaps Vision.
Yeah.
Why couldn't he phase?
Yeah.
Did they have a power over him or something?
So they stabbed him, and so I'm guessing something in the fucking thing just made it so he couldn't, because he says that afterwards.
Yeah. I heard him say
but
that,
I don't know if there was something magical in the staff or what.
I just like, phasing's not his only thing,
though. That's my guess.
Exactly. Yeah. He's like more powerful than just phasing. Correct.
But like, I just thought that was super weird. I was like,
no, you're right. Scarlet Witch is one of the most powerful mutants in the...
Well, because you saw that, and I thought that was a good representation of how strong the Black Order can be. It's like, wow, they're really taking it to the two strongest Avengers. And then Cap shows up, and he's like, fucking shield bash, you bitches.
Oh, wait, caught that spear. It's like, oh.
That was pretty cool. That was pretty cool.
It was a cool scene. It just didn't make sense, like, logically.
No, it made absolutely no sense at all.
Also...
But it was a pretty cool fight scene.
If I was Doctor Strange... After realizing that I could cut people's limbs off by closing off portals, like, why not just close one off on Thanos' head or something?
He's faster than that, bro.
he had four people on him.
Didn't you see his footwork?
That would end the movie pretty quickly.
Right.
Marvel's got to make that Avengers 4 movie.
There's actually several characters that could have ended Thanos in weird ways very quickly.
I liked it. I enjoyed it. I don't like the fact that, like we've been talking about all day, they announced all of these movies that are coming out in the future.
I know.
And they pretended like there's some kind of big consequence, but now we know there isn't. You killed off everybody who has a sequel coming out.
But all the guys that survived don't have movies coming up.
Right.
So what happens to those fuckers?
We think this is going to flip-flop. They're going to die for real in the next movie.
They have to sacrifice themselves for the new... Whatever. So who's going to be the new Avengers, you know? Be the people that died.
Or the Vision is, like, trapped inside of a stone and he's going to bust out somehow.
So I saw in some book, some article, that after this in the comic books, he turned white. Like, and he was still him. He just didn't need the stone. But he was just a white character.
Huh.
Yeah, it was weird. I don't know. So I don't know anything about the comic books all that much.
You pulled a Michael Jackson?
Yeah, kind of.
I do know people like to whitify things, so.
Yeah.
Whitewash, man, whitewash.
The gentrification of Vision.
I hate it.
Yeah. It was good. I have a shit ton of notes and talking points and stuff, but...
Those are really my only beefs. Besides that, the movie's enjoyable, for sure.
No, yeah, it's great. I mean, it's 2.5 hours, you don't even realize you're sitting there.
Right.
You're like, holy shit.
It's action the whole time. It was perfect. I don't think Star-Lord is so dumb to ruin the whole plan, though. You think? His fault. It's his fault.
I think it's emotion, like, based, you know?
Yeah, it's totally emotional. So, I can see that.
I don't think anyone's, like, smart enough to override their emotions fully, but it made him look real stupid, though.
Yeah.
But Star-Lord never follows anybody's plans anyway, right? Except his own, so.
And not even.
Well, that was his plan, though, technically. He even says it. This is my plan.
Stupid.
The other thing, though, how hard is it to take a glove off somebody who's unconscious?
He got super strength, bro. Super grip.
He's unconscious.
He must jerk off with his left hand.
Thank you. Yeah, I got a hit on my son's getting his first confirmation.
Oh, nice, nice.
That's not important. I don't even know what that means.
Frankie. Frankie, I need a picture real quick. Oh, man. Did you pick anything up? Or are you just kind of meandering?
I just got here.
Oh, did you?
And I heard the line is like way long. I'm not going to stand in line.
It took half an hour for me to get a water, so yeah.
Yeah, I need to go pee and drink, and I'm trying to hold it up.
Dude, I'm pretty sure that toilet's probably riggedy wrecked right now.
The only thing I've sold at Con.
Oh, man.
I do tell you, if you're selling your penis straight away, go to sleep, you won't have to pee anymore.
That's weird.
Discovered that today for the first time.
Very weird. Very weird, by the way.
For the first time that in my memorable life, I sat in a weird enough way that my junk fell asleep, like your legs fall asleep.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, I didn't even know that could fucking happen.
How can we give a shirt away to Keith right now?
I don't know. We could just give it to him.
Should we take a break really quick?
Oh, yeah, let's kill it. Ooh, powering down.
Hey everybody, it's Clyde from the Old Still Radio Show, and this is why you need to listen to us. Number one, we may not be the biggest podcast out there.
I like being the underdog.
But we are one of the best.
It's magic. Yeah. It really is.
Secondly, we have a southern charm, and we tend to make a lot of sense.
I mean, he can't molest anybody when he's dead.
Right. And I hate to tell you people, we're pretty fucking funny.
Is that hilarious?
But let's not forget about our most important part, the weather girl.
Never talked about the weather. You're the weather girl. Nope.
That's sugar tits for those who don't know.
Not hilarious. Welcome. That's going to get you cut.
So if you haven't gotten a feel for it, this is what the show is like, and we invite you guys to come out and check us out. We are the Old Still Radio Show with number two, Preach, Clyde, and Sugar Tits. Find us at www.oldstillradioshow.com or on Facebook at Old Still Radio Show or on Twitter at Old Still Radio. And, of course, wherever you get your podcasts. So, yo, come on out and check out the Old Still Radio Show. We guarantee you're going to have a good time.
Now we are. I had to wait for the recorder to turn on.
You got to do the "and we're back." I don't think you've ever done it.
Nah, I'm out.
Yeah, we're back.
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, fuck Gabe.
All right, man. Let's do it, man.
Tim's doing something over there. I think he's doing Groot.
He is drawing something.
I think it's Groot, is what I heard. Groot?
Jughead?
What? Oh, okay. What did
he say?
Jughead from Archie.
Oh, nice. Is it Werewolf Jughead?
Riverdale Jughead.
Ah, alright. I like Werewolf Jughead.
Me too, I believe it is the best iteration of Jughead to date.
Predator Jughead.
That was amazing too. Anything horror in the Archie universe is amazing.
It was a really good decision for them to go that route.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of like Archie proper.
Who the fuck is? It's not 80.
That guy's 80. Maybe he likes Archie.
Yeah,
that
guy's like, I love Archie. I've always loved Archie.
How dare you?
I have issue one, first printing of Archie.
I bet that's worth a lot of money.
I bet it is. I bet you're correct. I don't know, I feel like we've kind of beaten Avengers to death a little bit.
You think?
At least for now. I'm probably going to talk about something else.
Why are you throwing my paper?
I don't know.
Infinity War notes.
These are Infinity War notes. Why you ruin everything, Star-Lord? Come on, buddy.
It was Star-Lord's fault.
Pretty much, he didn't pull the trigger on Gamora fast enough. He ruins the plan later. He was pretty much just a douche throughout that whole movie.
Yeah, he's an idiot. I hate Star-Lord.
A lovable idiot. Oh, no, I really like both of them, honestly. I was a fan of both Guardians.
What's up, Grump? I like the hair.
Got a cosplay contest at 2:00. I know this is going to come out like in another month and a half, but
yeah,
I hate you.
Who's that one with Mike coming out?
The one with Mike? It came out already. I tagged him in and all that shit. Yeah, yeah. It's I think it's two episodes ago. I think the title is literally for Mike. I think is what we did the title for.
Yes.
I did tag him in and all that shit though. Yeah.
Find him.
What are you getting? What are you buying in there?
So I fell a little behind on certain things. Are you talking about comics-wise?
Yeah. You said there was missing a couple things in there.
Yeah, I'm missing Power Rangers Pink issues 4-6, which I know.
Pink issues?
No, it's Power Rangers Pink 4-6. There's a miniseries about the Pink Ranger. I had the first two and then had a falling out with the comic book store I like to go to before this one, so...
So are you going to go to Colorado
Replenish...
The Green
Comic-Con?
Ranger and the Pink Ranger are going
to
be there.
I want to try to, yeah.
Nice. We'll be there for that, too. I think even if we don't get official press, we'll still probably be there covering the show.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do.
I think that's my plan right now is to just plan on being in Denver and for at least one day.
Yeah, back just and forth to Denver Comic-Con is tough. But
it is.
I'll be doing it.
I have done it, like, several years ago. It is tough.
Colorado Springs, we got a little trailer last year, remember? I don't know if you saw it.
I saw you guys the episode, yeah.
It was cool. It was a cool
fucked up his
trailer.
Knee.
Yeah. Walking. Just walking.
To be honest, when I dislocated my knee, I was doing the same thing. I was walking, just dislocated it. It was a lot of years ago. But
the EMT was making fun of him. I think he called him a pansy or something.
It happens, man. It happens. See, I'm looking for that. A few other just random things.
Nice. I don't have anything specifically except for my pool that I'm picking up. I'll probably see if there's any free comic books to take my kids, take my son.
There was a couple I saw that are like, obviously, the DC Nation Zero exclusive. John with his sons.
Yeah, yeah.
Hunt for Wolverine just came out. That's going to be a pretty popular one. I picked up a Bob's Burgers for Gabe.
Fuck Gabe. He's not even here.
I don't even know what this book is, but it looked interesting. And a Tank Girl. That's about it. And the Tick.
I never got the fascination with the Tick. Never.
I think he's funny.
Yeah. I think.
Yeah, the new series is funny.
Is it?
I didn't used to like him when everybody else liked him back in the day. I thought it was kind of just over to the top. But it might have just been my age or whatever. I like him now.
It's the guy from Seinfeld, and I'm not a big fan of him. I don't know his name.
I know who you're talking about. I mean, he does the same voice and the same character no matter what he's doing. I loved him in The Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, yeah. Kronk?
Kronk is the shit.
How'd that look?
How you knew that instantly is bizarre to me, because that is a...
I like The Emperor's New Groove. What do you mean?
Me too, but I couldn't have guessed his name.
Yeah, buddy. We showed that to my kids.
So, are your kids like Disney or Pixar or...
Cartoons.
Cartoons?
Yeah, they just like cartoon movies. My wife is Disney.
Yeah.
So she shows him every Disney thing possible. But he just likes cartoons. When we put on Teen Titans, he'll watch the shit out of some Teen Titans Go.
Does he do the thing where he watches the same episode or the same exact one?
No. The movie, yeah, but not episode-wise.
Yeah, my nephew will watch one singular episode of Power Rangers. He will not watch the show, but one episode he loves. I think I've seen it like 20 times.
Ugh. But to be fair, I've seen Moana. I've seen that at least 100 times at this point in my life.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it's good. I liked it. It was funny. The Rock is funny. Yep.
Who is the chick cosplaying that's walking around with her booty hanging out?
I don't know.
I mean, I know their booty hangs out, evidently.
I don't know. She's going to hear this, and she's going to think you're a weird creepo.
No, but I'm trying to honestly figure out, because she's walked by a couple times, but I don't know who that character is.
Me neither. Oh, probably Black Widow. No,
I don't think so. That's Black Widow over there with the Rocket, though.
Yeah. That's fucking hot. She's in a full leather fucking costume.
Yeah, that has to be hot as shit. And the Rocket costume, too, honestly. Probably worse.
I wonder if they have little fans in those big costumes.
They should. I like the Rocket cosplay because it also transitions as a furry costume. You can be a part of two worlds, one costume. Savings.
I don't know if you want to be a part of that world.
But if you do, you got it. You know, you can experiment without spending any extra money. Like, I'm Rocket. Oh, Tim selling an original.
You like that?
No.
Yeah, it's hot garbage.
It looks like the Yannick Paquette. It looks so much like it.
No way.
Yeah.
Go look at John's hanging up in there.
I have one in my fucking
house.
It's
weird because they all look the same.
Well,
right?
Yeah, and it looks like that one, except for his is watercolor. I don't know if
honestly,
that's
the swamp thing, he doesn't have a lot of looks, you know? He's pretty swampy.
I think it's Greg Capullo is posting one that he's working on right now, and it looks amazing.
I need you to be on mic if you're going to talk to us.
Go fuck yourself, Juan.
You know what I'm excited about? Tim's going to be able to afford breakfast burritos tomorrow.
Yeah, what the hell, Tim?
I was broke until now.
You know we would have paid you back.
Yeah, I mean, you would have only had to front those breakfast burritos
for like
20
minutes.
You knew how hard it was to get this man to pay me for the original of this. Oh, my God.
Side note, that is because it was funneled through the show, and that's not my money.
How quickly did I pay you for the comic sketch, though? Before you even did it, sir.
Are we giving that sketch away, by the way?
Gonna try. Might as well just give it away today, isn't it?
Yeah, let's do it. Ask Tim. God, I look at Black Widow over there, and full leather just makes me cringe. Like, I can't imagine being in something like that.
I mean, we're getting old.
I don't know.
The other guys are probably looking at her going, like, that chick's hot. And we're over there going, like, aren't you miserable?
She looks good, too. But, I mean, I couldn't do it.
No, yeah, she does look good. But that's the first thing I thought, too. Like, it wasn't like she looks good, that's sexy. I was like, oh, she has to be fucking hating life right now. Why would you do this to yourself? And the wig, too?
Looks like the day is winding down, I feel like.
I feel like we're growing, calmer, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess I know an Amazing Spider-Man free comic book, so.
Yeah.
That's up your wheelhouse.
I like Amazing Spider-Man. I'm a fan.
You know, the only reason I never got into collecting Spider-Man is because it's endless. It's fucking endless.
There's a lot of them. There is a lot of them.
But it's not just that.
Well,
the
first run ends at 700.
They're like endless covers for every issue, too. It's like, we got issue 768 coming out with 93 variants.
Well, that's new ones, though. That's the new stuff.
But it's like every one almost, man. It's like you can get all 10 different variants, the basic variants of Action Comics 1000, you know, for like 70. Well, that's how much I know John gives a discount, so it's a little more than 70 bucks. And then like five of the Spider-Man 800s that are all the same comic, by the way. It's like slightly different colors of this new variant. It's like 100 bucks. Hey. It's like, Jesus.
People will pay. People will pay.
John was telling me he had like a 1 in 350 or something that's like a 800 bucks, something. I don't know. A lot of money. I think I just made up both of those numbers, but it was a lot of money. Are we bad friends because we don't have Tim? Wait, no, we've already both paid Tim to draw things, so.
Yeah. Fuck Tim.
Tim.
He drew in here for me, too. In my little comic book. In my little tiny sketchbook.
I wonder if Gabe went to Free Comic Book Day in Greeley. I wonder if he betrayed us like that.
I don't know. He probably would have.
Betrayed us.
Not necessarily betrayed, but he probably went. Fucking betrayer.
Yeah.
What are you drawing now, Tim?
It's kind of weird that our podcasts are racially divided.
Ambush Bug?
It's like an
insect version
of Deadpool.
Wow.
I've never even heard of him.
Sounds cool.
He was in Action 1000. You didn't read it?
No. I don't like...
Yeah, I was like, he's
Superman.
Not in that one. Because I know who it was if he was. What TV shows are you watching right now?
Oh, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Yesterday. I think there's two more episodes until the finale. They dropped Thanos in their show. Like, he's not in there. But they dropped the name and all that stuff. So Coulson is with them, and they're on their way to space.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he's not in the battle of Infinity War. So him and Quake are actually in space going off to fight the Kree. The metal one on the left.
We're about to have a joiner.
That one.
Did you bring that Action Comics today with you?
The one you sketched?
Book.
It was with
Gabe's got it.
It's with the extra.
It's already has Gabe's?
Yeah.
We were going to give it away because no one seems interested in the giveaway online.
Yeah, it's up at Gabe's.
We'll just give it away to some random kid in Greeley.
That's fine. You want a book?
Or I'll just keep it since I paid for it.
Infinity War? Did you see Infinity War yet?
I did.
You did? What'd you think?
I treat all the movies like they're an alternate reality from the comics.
Okay.
So that I can still enjoy them.
Right.
Because Thanos' motivation. Like, it was a great movie. It was an enjoyable movie. There are things I loved about it. Drax had the funniest line in the whole thing with the whole, I'll do you one better.
Oh, yeah.
Why is Gamora? Like, grammar jokes work on me. I'm a nerd. Like, that worked.
It was pretty funny.
But the thing about Thanos, like, in the original story, you know, he loved death. He wanted to court death. He wanted to gain her favor.
This was actually my biggest beef with the movie.
The person death. Though, not
the embodiment,
killing people.
The universal entity.
I think you're about to go into my biggest beef with the movie.
So the thing was, they changed it, and they made him an agent of rejecting and fighting universal entropy, which is noble and understandable. However, the second he got that gauntlet, his dumb ass was like, I still gotta kill everybody. I have the power to alter reality. I could make it so people don't need to eat.
Right.
I could change the universe so it's ever expanding and there's more resources. I could just make people smarter so they monitor their own population growth and solve entropy on their own. No, he's like, I fucking love killing people. You're going to die. I said I was going to do it. And my big pink head is going to kill everyone. And so that was it. It was like, okay, man, I get that was your beef when you just had the power of a man who wasn't listened to. And on your world,
right.
That was the solution. But now you have the power to change the universe. Solutions open up. It's a much broader option choice.
Although, it may be hard to think about that with a giant X buried in your chest.
That's true.
He didn't have a lot of time to come up with options.
He had the time stone. He could have redone 14 million, like, how do I not get my, you know, kidneys bashed in by Thor?
That scene with Doctor Strange where he's looking into every alternate future is pretty badass.
I liked, you know, here's a beef I have with Marvel, and I love Marvel movies. I'm a DC fan, but I love Marvel movies. Doctor Strange goes through this time shit. You see him going through all this, and when he gives the stone up, he sort of regrets it, but he gives it up. See, part of me is like, oh, I hope there's a trick here. I hope it's like the Prestige. Right. I hope there's a twist.
I think there is. I think it's just the next movie.
But Marvel will disappoint me because they always do with their basic-ass storylines, and there will be no twist. And it's just, the one way we had to do it was to make sure Iron Man lived,
right,
and he'll solve it. So the ball's in his court. I'm not going to solve it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to use the time stone to, Thanos, I'd like to bargain with you. Like, he beat Dormammu, who has the power of a universe. More powerful than
Thanos.
Which
I thought was pretty lame in that movie. I was like, that's a fucking cop-out for everything. He could go back and make sure Thanos doesn't get any of the stones just by using it. Like, it's a very powerful, like, way to get out of a situation.
Time travel is a very tricky thing to play with in comics.
Yeah, I mean, look at Doctor Who. They spend seasons unraveling choices he made,
right,
like, two seasons back. And it's like, yeah, because there's a lot of work involved if you do it intelligently.
Right.
But you're right. With the Deus Ex Machina of a time stone, you'd be like, I'll just freeze Thanos in time. Bye. Like, I don't even care if the gems are there.
Right.
Who needs them anymore? Frozen forever. And then I'll put this into a pocket dimension and just never touch it or tell anyone where it is. Like,
and as anyone knows, the Infinity Gauntlet only works in the dimension that it originates from. So it would be useless in the alternate dimension.
Yeah. Did you read... I'm guessing you guys did. You read Secret Wars, the recent one with God Doom in it?
Yeah.
Like, I love that story up until the end, where it resulted in a brother fight. It was like a big brother and a younger brother, and one of them trying to make the other one say, I'm better than you. Say uncle. Yeah. And when he did, that was it. It was like, all of this, Black Panther with an Infinity Gauntlet challenged God Doom and held him off for a moment, and it was like, okay, well, I mean, he tried. But that was also kind of where you learned the limits of the Infinity Gauntlet.
That's my biggest thing. I also don't think anybody's really dead. You know, it's hard because you get to 10 years worth of work for something that's supposed to be really, like, impactful, but you know it's not going to end like that. Like,
no.
somebody's probably going to die in the next movie. Somebody big. Maybe they retire instead of dying. I don't know. But let's not pretend like you're not going to keep Black Panther alive. Like,
I feel
smarter than that.
I feel safe in saying Spider-Man's coming back.
Right.
Like, you don't borrow a toy from Sony and kill it. Like, what kind of deal would they have for that to work out?
It would be hilarious if they just did that. Like, booyah, Sony. Booyah.
That'd be the ultimate trump card. It's like, you're done now. That's all you had. Good luck with Venom. I mean... Venom is like solo to me. My hopes are up here, but my expectations are down here.
There was a theory I read an article for that.
The trailer looks good.
The second one
looked way better than the first one, but
the first one he's not in it. The right, first one just like
it was the story brooding guy, bro. Come on,
I am a dude. This is my tale.
You can't make that story. Nobody cares about him before the Venom suit. In the comics, he's just a jock dickhead. And this one, he's a reporter jock dickhead, I guess.
There was a theory, though, that instead of these people coming back to life, they will find somehow, they'll find these people in alternate worlds and bring them to this Earth.
If they really want to start alternate dimensioning shit, that'll be weird. Because then eventually you have to solve that.
Well, either you shut it off after that, or it also means no one will ever die again, or at least it doesn't matter. And it becomes like in the comics where there are no stakes anymore. Like, so what if someone dies? They'll be back in a month.
At this point, it's that already. The movie was that. Like, there's no... I don't believe any of these people are dead. You didn't
convince me of
that.
We've said it multiple times.
I feel like Heimdall might be gone.
Well, so there's a difference between... That's actually been a question of mine. Distinctly, the people who vanished and the people who actually died.
Like Vision.
You know, Gamora, Vision, Heimdall, Loki. Are those people dead? Or are they going to come back as well when... all of the other people who vanished come back, like, because they're different. They distinctly die different ways.
Yeah, because if you use a time gem and like erase the effects of the gauntlet itself, I mean, I don't know. With that power, you could do all of this.
Right.
You could fix everything. But if they want to have any stakes at all ever in any of their movies, some of these have to count.
Right.
And I mean, I like the Red Wedding comparison people made to this. Like, all the nerds went into this and they're like, yeah, Thanos is going to kill half the universe. going to be a bloodbath. People are going to die. Adam Warlock's going to come back later, save them. They'll be back. Meanwhile, kids are like, silence. Either kids sobbing or adults crying in silence. Just like, I just loved Black Panther, and now he's gone.
I have a coworker who's like,
Wakanda for a month.
He's all
not forever.
That was not forever.
So Spider-Man better not die. I'm going to be so fucking pissed if Spider-Man dies. Shit. I don't want to tell you if he does or doesn't.
Go ahead. Go sell things to the masses. Gosh, what are we talking about? I don't know.
There was a cool spider. Was that a Spider-Gwen costume?
Yeah, I thought. It looked pretty good.
Pretty good. I couldn't squeeze myself into something like that.
I mean, I could. It would look weird and dumpy, you know. I wouldn't look good. Squeeze myself into pretty much anything.
Right, I guess that's true.
That's what she said.
Whoa, hey-o.
So have you been watching Fear the Walking Dead?
Yes.
Dude, I think this season so far is already one of my favorite seasons of the show.
It was good. Nick.
That death.
Untimely death.
I thought it was weird that he wanted off the show.
Yeah, but it didn't seem like it was out of, like, anger or spite or anything.
I'm just like, dude, actors are such little privileged taints. You see how long the fucking Walking Dead has been going for? How much money they're making per episode now? Stick with the show, dude.
But I mean, so, aside from that, why?
Like, just get your money, do shit later in life.
But even aside from that, Michonne is doing the show and a fucking blockbuster movie. Like you have the ability to do it. Dom's flipping you off, by the way.
Why? Why, Dom? What's up, Dom?
What's up, baby?
What's up?
I want to get sexual.
What'd you draw?
Those are not nearly...
Nice.
Nearly as... Mint.
That's what happens when you gentrify the Boy Scouts with the Girl Scouts.
I don't think that word means what you think it means.
Why are people yelling at Dom?
Because he's
Dom, dude.
Because he's a beautiful brown man.
Oh, well, all right.
It's one syllable. It's easy to yell.
They'd be yelling
at
you.
Are those knockoff Girl Scout cookies?
Yes.
Is that what he was saying?
That's like store brand.
They taste like knockoff Girl Scout cookies, too. They're not bad at all, but they're not the same quality.
Yeah.
They're not bad, but they're horrible.
Yeah. The flavor's there, but you can tell they're really trying.
The consistency's off.
It's like
a little crumbly.
They're not getting a medal.
Not as thin minty.
There's no trophy for third. They're getting like the blue ribbon runner up.
I like Little Flash.
I like him too.
Yeah, Little Flash is cool.
So you've drawn some kind of bush bug.
Ambush bug.
Ambush bug.
I've never heard of that character. He's like, he's in Lego Batman or something. I was like,
is?
Okay, I guess.
Weird.
Gotta draw for me, Tim.
You drew a...
No. Do it.
No.
You
Why?
Drew...
No.
You drew
I bought you food like four times.
You have. That's weird.
Draw
because
a
we know
hydrant.
You're kind of poor, but you're still our friend. So we need to
Doro
make sure
really knows how to treat a lady. Ladies, if you want a man that will feed you and pleasure you, Doro Daniels.
Yeah, I'm not going to eat alone.
Sexual man chocolate.
I might as well just buy extra food.
He will buy you Subway. Won't even bat an eye at it.
Yeah.
He'll show up with balls and cheese.
But then
on
Tim
bread.
Won't draw a little Power Ranger head.
No.
Why?
The only reason I'm turning it down is the last time I tried to draw a Power Ranger, it looked like shit.
No, I don't want you to draw the head. I want you to draw the Zord head on the top. It's way more angular. It's easy.
Later.
Do it.
Wow.
Do it.
Why is he so angry
right now?
Why is Tim so angry?
What if I was just a fan, Tim?
You drew Groot.
I drew a Groot.
Ambush bug.
Ambush bug.
What does Ambush bug even look like? I have no idea. No reference for this
it's
character.
Like a kind of like a cross between like a praying mantis and Deadpool's costume.
Huh. Sounds
if that
weird.
Makes any sense?
Sounds weird. It makes sense, but it sounds weird.
And then Jughead from
Jughead.
She wanted Riverdale Jughead, not Archie Jughead.
That's so weird.
Did you look up the character from Riverdale?
Oh, I had to. It's like, I know what the guy looks like, but I couldn't draw that from scratch.
I'm not into it. But I hear that it's actually doing really, really well.
Well, I hear the show's going to go dark, from what I understand, like, the universe.
Supposedly, they're, like, bringing
somebody
in Sabrina
died or something.
Twitch.
Oh, there's a new Sabrina. There was a cast photo already announced.
Well, season one is a murder mystery. But I haven't finished it, so I don't know how it ends.
I was going to say, who murdered who?
But it's really good.
Who died?
The redhead's brother. I don't remember any of the characters' names.
Betty or Veronica?
It's neither of them. It's another chick.
Oh.
Outside of the duo.
Huh.
It's a good show.
I heard it was really
it's
good.
It's worth watching.
Yeah, I heard it was really good. I just haven't had time. Time is my enemy.
You watch like 300 shows anyway.
Yeah,
I do watch,
watch
a lot
more shows
of shows
than any of us.
You watch a lot of TV. And then you somehow squeeze in the PCC like twice a month. I don't even
get some.
What is PCC?
You want to know why? Because I'm dedicated to this damn show. That's why.
Hell yeah.
I didn't know we had
an
acronym.
Sticker?
That's what I call it, just pop culture classic.
I'd offer you a free shirt, but I don't think you're going to fit into it. I'm sorry.
You know, we can all come in different shapes.
Yeah. Oh, I don't fit into it either. I know.
Your size
is
taquito.
I've only been to one place in the world. I went to the Netherlands and got off the plane. It was like, oh, my people.
I did that in Hawaii. I got out and I was like, you're all big like me.
I'm home.
Yeah. No, you're good.
They're like, cousin.
I fit in there.
Like, who are you?
Doyle.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Doyle's like, Ohana means family. I know this because I watched Lilo and Stitch.
They're like, it doesn't even mean that. I'm like, damn you, Lilo and Stitch. Tricking me. I don't know if it
that
does
guy was
or doesn't
a fan of the
that.
Show.
No, we're
I like it.
I mean, at least he said he was.
I like it.
Huh? At least he said he was.
There's a couple of people that listen to the show that like I run up and like, oh, you want a show? Like, yeah, kind of on the show sometimes.
All the time.
Well, yeah.
Every
lately,
show.
Lately.
Oh, I like the little bell.
I don't know how people don't constantly listen to podcasts because it's like literally all I do.
I'm getting to the point.
I think it's just because it fits into my work schedule so easily.
I'm almost Doyle status right now as far as podcasts go. Like, I haven't.
Dude, I listen to so many of them all the time.
Like, at work, and then, like, when I drive home, that's usually when it's time for music just because I need something to keep me awake. Not that podcasts.
Music actually is the opposite of me. Music zones me right the fuck out.
Really?
Podcasts I can at least pay attention to.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's coming next in a song. It's like, it's just done.
Like, I listen to pods at work because.
I think the Spider Gwen is my favorite so far.
Because, like, if there's, like, announcements on the intercom, costume. I can still hear them.
Or that one guy has a crappy Spider-Man costume, like the homemade version from Homecoming.
Yeah.
Not that it is crappy, but, like, it is the crappy version.
Yeah.
Is Iron Man in a suit over there?
I think it's, like, a suit.
Like a purple suede suit,
but
almost.
He's just wearing Iron helmet.
I think it's supposed to be, like, Iron Man from, like, Civil War before he puts the suit on.
Maybe.
You ain't gonna win. Why are you even waiting in line?
That's probably my favorite Iron Man scene.
Which scene?
Sounds weird. When he's fighting Winter Soldier in that cafeteria, and he puts like the hand, like the iron, like just the hand thing, and he blocks the bullet, and he's like, ha ha! And then he gets the crap beat out of him. He's like, oh.
Ha ha!
Yeah, it's like that
I like
scene.
When
Tony
like
Stark realizes that he is
against...
not as cool as he thinks he is.
I like when he programs the fight against Cap and then just beats Cap's ass for like 5 minutes.
Right. Analyze his fight pattern.
I think you would have already done.
It's like, all right, let's kick some ass. Well, my favorite thing is like every time Winter Soldier shows up, Black Panther beats the crap out of him in that movie. That was like that time when Black Panther beat your ass 3 times in a row.
I think Spider-Man just catches his arm.
You got
an arm. That's cool.
Yeah.
There's a lot of costumed people in front of us.
It's weird because they don't.
I think the contest is starting soon.
You want to call it quits during the contest?
You want
I think
to?
We should.
Sure.
This is the announcer gets pretty loud.
Take us to a break, somebody.
And we're gone.
Greetings from Tromaville. I'm Lloyd Kaufman, president of Troma Entertainment and creator of The Toxic Avenger. You know, folks, when the Troma team and I are not making those great movies like Tromeo and Juliet and Terra Firma and Return to Nukem High, a.k.a. Volume 2, the Troma team and I like to kick back and inhale the most educational and entertaining podcast in the world, Poop Culture.
Hello, I'm Toxie. Toxie, I love Poop Culture. Poop Culture is the best. I like Poop Culture. In fact, I even look like some poop right now. You look closely, kind of a poop.
But I'm 70 years old and I want to blow my fucking brains out. So, you know, honestly, I don't even know why I care.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm getting a little sleepy. I've been awake for some time now.
Yeah. Tim's doing really good today.
Yeah, Tim's killing it.
Doing really, really good today.
He's fucking buying breakfast burritos sometime.
Yeah.
I'm not going to believe this poor shit anymore. He gets to sell what he loves. I sell meat, which I also like, I guess.
You're not going to get any more.
What?
Getting any signatures or anything at DCC?
I think that we're going to do Ron Perlman on my, what'd she just do? Well, she was super excited for Snyder and Capella.
Oh, yeah.
And Snyder's
gone, yeah.
Bullshit!
Wow.
So because she's never been excited about getting something signed like that before. Then saw those two names. Oh, yeah.
Get back in town.
And then they broke
still,
my heart.
You still got one of them.
I don't care. Snyder broke my heart.
Where was this?
She's so angry. Wow.
How'd he do that?
Because he quit. He's not coming.
Oh, okay.
Are you over 300?
I'm going to do...
Specifically, he is messaging me.
You can't trust the side.
I'm not even sure I'd want to record any noises that came from there.
You know you wanna.
That would be a completely different show, I feel like.
I mean, I feel like this is already a completely different show. Let's be real, Juan.
I feel like that should be a Patreon exclusive, maybe.
It's just inaudible noises.
Guess that noise.
That's not a fun game.
Fucking horrible.
I don't think that's a good
game. Game that nobody likes to play.
It is the podcast, so there's no video, so we're okay.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true. That's true. Then that'd be a whole different show. There is video. Okay,
yes.
So wait, what are these? What are these notes?
It's
over
a
here?
Mailing list.
Infinity War.
That's the Infinity War.
Is that to direct you, like, what to talk about?
Those were my notes, yeah.
So how many times y'all see the
movie? Tomorrow will be two for me.
I only saw it once.
Legitimately.
I do need to watch it again.
Well, and last night, unfortunately, we saw it after work, so she fell asleep at it. It's still, I mean, it's still fantastic.
Right.
Such a good movie. I was so tired, though. This week has sucked at work.
I was so
tired.
The first dark night of the new three, I went at right after work, and I think I was out 3 minutes into the movie. Yeah. I was unconscious 3 minutes into that movie. That's how I'm going to be tonight at work. Unconscious.
I love these notes of who died and how they died. This is my favorite thing on the entire planet. Because on one of these, you have killed by Banner. But by...
Killed by Banner?
I don't know. I can't really read your handwriting. But it really looks like killed by Boner.
Because it hooks the thing on him.
It totally looks killed by Boner.
I mean, I'm sure somebody has died by Boner.
Probably.
They don't put the 4-hour, you know, warning in those commercials for nothing.
But I thought the CGI was great. Like, everyone looked
me too,
awesome.
Yeah.
Except for all the masks, the helmetless scenes with Iron Spider and Iron Man. Their heads when they're floating, but like, the whole CGI is great.
That's if you do it, Trump.
Look good.
Proxima splattered.
That was gross.
Like, seriously, these notes are the best ever.
Were you taking them while watching the movie, or did you go back?
Both.
Down a cliff. And then the rest of them are just vanished.
Yeah, they just vanished.
Vanished.
I don't think they're dead. That's why. I think they just vanished.
No, I don't think anyone does.
They're not. They can't be dead. They've already promised Spider-Man 2 and
Black
Panther 2.
We've bitched about that all day. Because it's like
Ned is going to be the Spider-Man in Spider-Man 2.
We just want a Ned-only Spider-Man movie.
Holy shit, we're
going to die. Dude, I would still go see that for sure.
I would. I think it'd
Ned
be hilarious.
Ned finds the suit. Where's the suit?
A Ned Spider-Man only?
Yeah.
Oh, good lord, yeah. That would be amazing.
I don't understand what happened. Like,
didn't we want a Korg
that
movie?
Is that your best friend? He wanted to sing you a song or something? Understand?
That's
someone's
my buddy
got
Josh.
A man crush on Tim.
Oh.
He's my hetero life mate.
Oh, gotcha.
He helps me out a lot of shows. He was at Colorado Springs last year.
I don't remember, bro. I have a horrible memory.
I know you
Bad
do.
Memory. I might have some sort of degenerative brain disease.
Yeah, but...
Great memories.
Great memories, bad memories.
Yes.
I have terrible memories.
You might
Colorado
be an alcoholic.
Comic-Con last year.
Why?
Do you not remember what happened to me on the last day?
Feed yourself.
Oh, that's
Do you not
right.
remember that?
I do.
That was awful.
You should have punched somebody.
So I'm totally down for scary movies. All down for that. I don't like being scared in real life. I hate it. And I am, like, you can come up behind me right now and I will jump out of my chair. We are closing out Colorado Springs Comic Con. and they had like this haunted house that was there, and some girl comes up, I'm talking to Gabe, some girl comes up behind me and screams in my ear. I jump so high and hide behind Gabe and scream that you could probably hear me across the whole entire venue. So I jumped, I hid, I am like freaked out, and she comes up behind me again and I scream and I jump. And I try to start walking away, and she just keeps coming at me and keeps... I am practically in tears. I am freaking out
so
much.
There's pressure in the face.
When I wasn't over there...
That'll stop somebody.
I was 2 miles over talking to someone, and I heard her. I'm like, what the fuck's going on?
Seriously. And then Jeremiah finally had to tell her to go away. It was terrible. That is like... That's my big memory.
In my old circle of friends, I had one friend scare me and knocked him unconscious. I never had anyone ever, ever try to scare me again. But it's totally just reactionary. He popped out, and I was just like, "Boom!"
Look at all that hair.
I should have. That happens again. I'm doing it. I'm just punching somebody.
You might as well.
It was awful.
It's either A, a real threat, and you need to defend yourself, or B, an asshole, and you're allowed to hit him in the face. So.
Seriously,
would you like to sign up for our email list?
Yes,
I would.
Even
if you know, they're still being a dick.
I like that Tim signed up.
Yeah, he had to.
I was forced into it.
We needed a name on there.
I was forced into signing.
Fancy artist pin?
I don't have any idea. It's some kind of weird pin.
What is this fancy artist pin?
It's a chisel tip micron art pen.
Ew.
It is a Prismacolor.
I like that.
It's a pen I don't use for anything, so I gave it to Juan.
I'm borrowing it, all right?
It's all yours. I never use that fucking pen. It's in like the... It's in the slot of my little
art
section.
You've only written one letter so far.
Yeah. Do it. Write it. Write on the stuff.
I'm going to go dig through some more boxes.
That's what she said.
Hey-o.
Okay, I'm going to hang out here.
Go take pictures or something. I'm going to hang out here.
I'm not the photographer he is.
That's true.
And then he gets mad when my pictures aren't as good.
You should just take all kind of like just lame pictures.
I was going to say exactly
like,
the same
unfocused,
thing.
Unfocused, like...
Just move the camera.
The kind of like pictures where everybody's like clearly in the middle of eating or yawning or something.
Well, it's funny because
or that pre-sneeze face that everyone makes where they're like, huh.
So I was sitting up in the loft.
Were you?
In the shop, and I was taking pictures from up there like I was Hawkeye.
Good story.
And like the shutter is really, really slow. I don't know what ISO means and all of that shit. And so Jeremiah comes over and he goes, "The shutter sounds slow." And I'm like, probably is.
Yeah. I don't know anything about photography anymore.
And so he's like, "Let me see that." And I'm like, "Here." So there's he fixed it. And I'm
the
like,
shutter sounds
there was
slow.
A time and place. And
I mean,
like,
you can't hear it. There's a difference. But it's a douchey thing to say, though.
The shutter sounds slow.
Yeah.
Well, and then he told me, he's like, "Push the ISO button and change it to 400 or something. And use the back dial." So I'm using it. I'm like, "It's not changed it." And he just looks at me and rolls his eyes. And then he's like, "Let me see it." And he goes, "Oh, I told you to push do the wrong dial." And I'm like, "I'm done with you. I'm done.
Done with this.
I'm over it."
Took photography in high school. I don't think I've touched a professional grade camera since.
I have a Nikon.
New story. You probably didn't touch one then either.
No, probably not.
All right, high school, go buy a $6,000 camera.
We did like the pinhole camera where you take like a shoebox and put a pinhole in it and you put like the film in it.
That sounds kind of creepy, I'm not going to lie.
What does that do?
A pinhole camera you like, put somewhere.
It takes a really shitty photo.
Yeah, it takes a really shitty picture.
But why is that a thing? Like, if it takes a shitty picture, then why would you... Because
it's like the poor man's camera. Because you put like a little slide over the pinhole.
Okay.
Evidently, in high school, you got to learn like all the shitty ways that people used to do things before you get to the good shit.
Exactly.
It's like showing your work in math. Why, asshole?
I got the right
answer. There's the answer.
It's not like I'm going to grow out of a calculator, dipshit. Like I'm always going to have one.
They did tell me that we wouldn't always have one.
Like I had like the scientific calculator, so I could really.
I wish I remembered
the whole
math
formula in
like
and just push
right
enter
now,
and get
don't.
The answer. Like, oh, you won't have a calculator all the time.
Yeah.
Really, I won't.
Right.
As I hold a cell phone,
fuck you guys.
They couldn't have foreseen the future on $35,000 a year.
Well, and then they also have this thing called Excel, which you know auto populates formulas and shit for you. But you know, it's fine.
Oh, here comes the grump again. Here comes the grump again.
No, here comes shithead again.
Oh, shithead.
Okay. Shithead should stay.
Sit and spin, buddy. Sit and spin.
You've got some really long fingers.
I do. Dude, like, it's really creepy. Long
fingers. Your hand is much bigger than mine.
To be fair, I've got little Trump.
Oh, not much bigger, but
I've got
bigger.
Little Trump hands, so.
Hello, Hobie listeners. You don't know us, but we know you. I'm Sean.
And I'm Ian.
And we're the Pittsburgh Nerd Podcast, better known as the bad guys, the villains of the story, if you will. A feud that we didn't even start. It was started by Jason. All because he called us out. And we retaliated and such. Because, what did we say, Ian?
We got rings, baby.
That's right. We've got rings. And the feud escalated. And now here we are, the bad guys. So here we are petitioning today to be the 2016 Floppy Villains of the Year. And to hear just how villainous we are, check out our show. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Satchel, and any other number of podcasting apps that you may find out there. Jeez, I can't even talk. That's how villainous I am. So there you go. Go ahead. Give us a listen.
Go Steelers.
Sometimes.
Have we not been recording?
We were, and then it just stopped. I don't know what the fuck. We
missed, battery going bad?
We missed some of that. I don't know where it went bad, but
that's all right.
Whatever.
Casual.
We're not that interesting anyway.
You filthy
You're
casual.
Interesting. We're not that interesting.
No.
This is like the end of a high school dance right now. I don't know why.
Because it's kind of clearing out. There's like still music playing.
There's two people who are leaving space for Jesus.
Right?
Yeah. Hey,
I had to look. I thought people were actually dancing.
No, I did too.
I was Holy like, wait, what?
I just want these cookies. Are so good. I'm eating all the cookies. I'm
Go
sorry.
For it. That's why I got them.
Sorry.
I didn't know I was going to be treated to Subway earlier. That's why I bought those.
Well, he I got. He, to be fair, we brought him a Subway sandwich. So
yeah,
he won't even draw a Power Ranger head for me. Like,
what do you want from Subway? And then in all caps, Tim.
Just like that, all raspy and terrible sounding. That's how I read it.
That was me.
Sounds like you've been smoking your whole life.
My AC's been over there for a while.
To be fair, I haven't smoked anything any of my life.
It's weird.
Which has to change at some point.
He is loud, but he's good. He's got some good jams going all day.
I feel like we have to get Juan super high one time.
I was just excited for the one time he played earlier.
It was good. He does good.
I feel like it's a wide variety.
It is a wide variety.
Which is what I like.
I hate that he is what is called a DJ now, but he does play good music.
Wait, what?
Like, he's a DJ, right? But he's not, but he is.
Oh,
because
he kind of just pushes play on a thing.
That's what all DJs do now.
That's true.
They just fucking...
Oh, because they just play music.
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah, I got
if I bought the shit...
I was lost in what you were trying
I
to get at.
I'm very confused, too. I'm glad I wasn't
Because DJs back in the day, they used to, like, hype up the crowd. They had fucking records. Now it's like, I got a playlist. Click. And I bought like $1,000 worth of shit.
I don't think he does this professionally, like all
yeah,
the
does.
Time. I don't think that's his regular gig,
I don't
gig,
know.
Though.
I feel like
Dude, that's
why.
Like, those are like JBL speakers, like lifted. All that equipment, he does this.
No, that's what I was just about to say. I was like, I don't think that equipment is just.
I think he has a real job, though.
Oh, he might, but he does it on the side at least.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think this is his full-time gig.
And I'm not knocking him either. It's just weird that the industry went that way.
That's true.
From like a very skill-based thing to like a kind of not.
You ready to draw this Power Ranger?
Do it, Tim.
AC's had my book all day, it sounds like.
I'm gonna draw Doyle as a Zord.
You should.
Do that
that
too.
Would be amazing.
The Doyle Zord.
I don't have a problem with it.
The Zordule. trying to combine the words somehow.
Do it.
The Dord.
The Dorgle?
The Dordle.
I mean, I'm not that different from Zordon anyway, he's just a bald guy.
So yeah, I'll just draw blue Doyle.
Do it. They even left a perfect little spot for sketches.
Oh, fuck.
Well, like, I'm not sure what that little spot's for. It looks really big for a barcode, but it looks massive
really
for that.
I don't really know what that is for.
Like, that's a huge damn barcode.
So are you getting Capullo, then?
Oh, probably not.
No?
Capullo?
Really? That's a shame.
Nah. Hunt for Wolverine.
I can't help it. Snyder broke my heart.
Where did
it? Now it just, like, defeats me and just makes me sad to think about it.
Point on the comic where he hurt you.
Huh?
Point on the comic where he hurt you.
Right in the heart.
Sometimes I say funny things.
Right in the heart.
Not often, though.
It's that pedophilia in you. You're trying to get people to point places.
Yeah.
Yeah, point at
so
it.
So how many original sketches have you sold today, Tim?
What?
How many originals have you sold today?
Just the one. I sold the Swamp Thing.
Oh, you're almost out of print, though, right?
Yeah, the Yannick Paquette. Fuck.
You're almost out of prints, though?
He's a really good artist.
He is.
I've seen him. I saw him in the flesh do some of that work last year. He busts those Swamp Things out like nobody's business.
Honestly, with as many as you do, he probably has to have that going, you know?
Right? Like, I can't work that fast, like, in person. Like, when Stephanie Hans was here, and she did, like, 30 commissions back-to-back in, like, an hour, I was like, what the fuck? It would take me all day to do one. Mostly because I suck balls with watercolor. I'd be like trying to finger paint that shit.
I need some more carnages.
Carnages?
Yeah.
Carnage-eye.
That's why I love the shirt. Yeah. That's why I love the shirt.
You can just paint whatever Venom stuff you have read.
Nah. They Carnage. Look completely different, you asshole.
No, they
They're not completely different.
That's not fair. Different.
One skinny, one's big.
I told you that's
red,
how I cheated.
Black.
I took the commission that I did for Juan, I scanned it, and then I just made it black and put a spider symbol on it. So it's two for one.
If you flip
to it, it's literally the same image, just one's red and one is black.
It's a little racist, but I mean.
Why is it gotta be racist?
I don't know. Why are
villains
you?
Villains can't be black. Superheroes can't be black. You got a problem with black people? Is that your problem?
Totally.
You're saying
totally.
Carnage can't be a black man?
I don't think he can be, actually.
How did Carnage end up red?
Carnage?
I don't know. I think it was just his... What's his name was insane. I don't know.
Cletus something?
Color, yeah, I don't think it was color... Like, I don't think it was a different colored symbiote. I think
like,
it was just insane.
No, he's from Venom. I'm pretty sure he's Venom's kid.
He was just crazy, though.
He's another symbiote.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
much is sure.
But I think it was just because he was crazy, because Cassidy was insane.
He was a serial killer.
Yeah.
But I feel like Venom is like the infant version of the symbiote, where Carnage is like the matured version of the symbiote. I don't know if that's making sense.
I don't think so.
My Spider-Man knowledge is very limited.
Yeah.
I just know they're both symbiote.
Well, Carnage comes from Venom, so I don't think that could be true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Technically, Venom would be.
We need what John Rink.
We need someone who's a Spider-Man fan.
Or Jeremiah.
The two of them.
Yeah, Jeremiah is a symbiote expert.
Pretty much his whole collection is all Venom and Carnage.
He will symbiote
That's
all
legit.
Over your face, neck, and chest.
Please. Please.
Oh, you won't like it.
Just covered in, show up in symbiote jizz.
We are Venom.
Just red and black just everywhere.
God. Okay, but, so how
did you get in a fight? No, I just got jizzed on.
Whoa. Okay.
I mean, if you just got jizzed on, I hope you also got in a fight, because you don't want to go down like a bitch. No, I just took it. I didn't know what to do.
I didn't know what to do. I don't know what to do with my hands.
Just let it happen.
Yes, you do. In that instance, you know what to do with your hands.
Exactly what to do.
Cover the eyes, nose,
we're
mouth.
For this moment, my whole fucking life.
No, God. Why?
Why?
That's Arm terrible.
So what are your thoughts on the new Venom movie? Because I have mine, and I'm curious about yours.
Cooking me, Tim.
The second trailer makes it look way better than it did. The first trailer was the Eddie Brock story.
Savage.
That was amazing. Not the Venom movie.
That was fucking smooth.
Juan just
it
caught
was.
A cookie. Woo. And it was pretty
like,
good.
Nah, bitch. It wasn't even like he was waiting for it, like ready to jump. He was just like, no. They're attracted to all this brown honey over here. I'm excited, but I'm scared. I don't know that it's going to be good. I mean, it looks very over-the-top Venom-y, and he seems way more good than he should. I don't know. It's weird.
It's just that Venom rhymed. Doesn't look good. Like,
he looks,
Venom looks terrible.
He looks better than
like, why does
he
look
did
all slimy?
In Spider-Man.
Oh, fuck that movie, though.
Yeah,
Spider-Man 3, you
that
can burn with
count.
A torch.
Like, the scene where the thing comes over his head.
Right.
There's like a side-by-side where like a fan photoshopped it, and it looks way better. Why don't these companies just hire fans to do the shit?
Like the mustache incident?
Oh, don't.
That shouldn't even have been in. Like, once he saw that, he should have been like, okay, this scene's not necessary.
Well, it wasn't necessary at all. It was like, it was like 5-year-olds podcasting.
Oh, you guys
with
podcast?
Superman.
Looks like someone drew my fucking lip with a marker.
Yeah.
Did you fight a hippo?
Yeah, that was really conducive to the fucking movie. Why did we need
You've seen the first Wolverine Origins, right? When he first pops his adamantium claws, they look like they're colored with a fucking crayon. Like, the CGI is so bad.
So bad.
I was like, how did this pass?
I'm optimistic, but I don't think it's going to do well.
He's
going to
be the same fucking... I like him as a character, right?
Zero.
As an actor. But he's the same fucking guy in every movie.
Tom Hardy?
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
This is Tom Hardy being Venom.
Moonshiner movie he did with
which one of these tubes do you breathe out of?
Was actually pretty good.
Was it?
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, what honestly,
he's a good actor. It's just it's the same dude in every movie.
No, totally for sure.
Bane is the most different I think he's ever been, but
we'll see. Maybe I'll come out fucking loving Venom, but I hope it's good. I'm hoping it's good.
I hope that
but
they
then
really.
I hope it's bad because then I hope it goes back to Marvel.
Well,
but...
that's my thing. Like, when is Sony going to learn to just give up?
Never. Fox didn't learn with Fantastic
Four. Those movies
Four.
Still make money. Those Fantastic Four movies still made money. Not a lot, but they made money.
I don't know, man.
They did.
No, I know. I just don't. They're just not.
If you can put out a Fantastic Four movie every couple of years and make $8 million, why let anybody else do it?
Theirs anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Who owns Fantastic Four now?
Marvel does now.
Disney.
Oh.
Yeah, Disney.
Oh, Disney bought Fox.
Yeah.
Duh.
They bought all that shit.
Disney brought money to bear and Sony crumbled.
They made all the money back with Thanos this last weekend.
They're like, here's some wheelbarrows full of money. Give us our product.
How much did it end up making opening?
$80 trillion.
I don't know. It made more than Justice League did its entire run in one weekend. It might have been one, I think it was one weekend, one full weekend.
Rough.
It made the whole, as much as Justice League has until now.
What I don't get is it just doesn't make sense. It's like, how can you make way better movies than DC, but way worse comics, and vice versa? DC does the same thing.
Because I feel like their comics don't make them as much money, so they don't care.
But it's the thing, you're making some money, so care. Like, but it's like, the same thing with DC. You're evidently writing really good comics right now, but you just can't do movies? Like, I don't get it.
In 11 days, according to this one particular article, in 11 days, the film crossed the $1 billion mark.
Jesus H.
I know it was supposed to be like one of the fastest movies to do that. It's insane.
If I was every character in that movie, I would be like, I know I didn't want to be in the movies anymore, but I would like to continue receiving wheelbarrows full of money. So
bring me back to life.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like we're winding down.
Yeah, I feel like we're getting close to being done.
Yeah,
I'm sorry I ruined all of this.
No, why would
it's
you?
Right.
You sat here the longest out of anybody.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's
and
a good.
And you listen, and I like that.
Aw, well, thanks,
yes.
Juan.
That's a lot.
Everyone else
lot
just set out their agendas.
It means a lot to me.
Well,
yelling.
I will happily be a guest star on your show anytime.
Anytime.
Yeah. You just got to do something significant.
If we only reach 10 people, that's fine. I'm fine with that. I am totally okay with
that. As long as there are 10 loyal listeners.
That's right. That's damn right.
Yes. And Patreon providers.
No, she's not a Patreon supporter, but that's
okay. I
know.
Why aren't you?
She actively listens. It's okay.
So,
I try not to delve into people's finances, so we don't have to address
that. You can afford it.
I'll be completely honest. I don't know what it is.
Patreon?
Yeah, so maybe this is a chance for y'all to educate me. I have no idea what
There's
it is.
There's lots of really cool shit on Patreon, actually. So I would look into it if I was you.
So Patreon is just a way for people to support people making stuff.
Okay.
So, he gives us $25
a month.
Every month. And so
which is way more than I expect other people to give
so he
them.
So he gets to choose a pop culture classic that we do in everything. He gets t-shirts, stickers, things like that.
Oh.
Like, you get prizes for everything that you give.
There's lots of cool shit on the people who make, like, board games, video games. Yeah. And you always get something for what you donate. So it's not like you're not just giving people free money. You're always getting something out of it.
So is it kind of like Kickstarter for Etsy?
It's like Kickstarter, yeah, for artsy things.
Anyways. Back to Patreon.
Oh, yeah. Give us money. Or the money.
No, but it would be, like, I think $5 is the cheapest thing, and you get two
I think
t-shirts
you can do a dollar. But you don't get
yeah,
anything
a dollar,
for a dollar.
You don't get anything for, though.
You get access to the web or to the videos.
You get all the videos, you know, because we do...
They're exclusive Patreon
we
videos.
We do a before Patreon video, and then when we're in San Diego and Denver Comic Con, we'll make videos specifically for Patreon too, so... We always push it, but I don't, face to face, I never want to be like, give me your
money
or else. You
know? I always hear about it.
Right.
Yeah.
And clearly I don't know how to use the Google or else I could have found out what it is. But
we all personalize a couple of glasses a couple times a year for people.
I want one of those tumblers.
I did salt and pepper shakers for Christmas for all of our Patreon supporters. We're fucking amazing. I loved it. I use them myself, too. I think they're really
That's
cool.
They're
cool.
Nice. They're good.
I try. We try. Because what's hard for, because we have full-time jobs, it's hard for us to do, like, content stuff, videos and things like that. So I try to make it up with stuff.
People like things.
Yeah, yeah. There's a sketch one. $15 a month gets you 2 sketches every year from people.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And I think what's helpful, too, is y'all have a really cool logo.
I like it.
It's not like your logo's boring.
Isaac Bell did fucking amazing.
Yes. And so to have this on things, it's just, it's cool.
Yeah. And he's huge.
Do have a
so
really
I
cool
couldn't
logo.
Say anything different because it would.
Maybe he's huge, but he's easy to beat.
No, he's big. I feel like he could throw me 50 feet, and I'm like 200 pounds. So.
Yeah, but you just like get him in the knees.
He's a big boy.
Spine his ankles. He's weak in the tendons.
That was a good Patreon plug, though. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
No, you're good. I like it.
Damn. Patreon tip.
Have small people sizes.
I know. I owed Jason a shirt for being a Patreon supporter.
Ah.
And so I got a pack of 4 shirts. And so I was like, oh, fuck it. I'll make them and give 3 away.
Why don't we give the other one to John? So he can wear it here sometimes.
I don't know if he's an XL. I think he's a 2XL.
Oh, John. Too fat.
He's actually looking really good.
Yeah, I'm way fatter, John.
A lot now.
I'm way bigger than you, John, but you're too big for our t-shirt. I'm also too big for the t-shirt. It's not down. Edibles are by far my favorite now. After experimenting a little bit, edibles are the way to go.
They're the way to go. Being in a Facebook chat group with you, I really feel like you shouldn't smoke weed.
No, when I'm doing anything, I don't anymore. I made that decision.
It's got to be a segment. When he gets high and starts messaging all of us,
like
we need to read that shit aloud back to him when he's sober.
I'm like,
I still have it. Like, I can still see it. One more cookie.
The flagpole thing. That was absolutely ridiculous.
I feel like it's a legit thought.
It is.
Wait, what's the
thought? Like, I read it, and I was like, there's no way he's sober right now.
It's really fun.
I feel like I want to read these messages now.
Because
now I'm curious.
We're starting it right now. We're going to get you to read them out loud on show.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
It's like 2 paragraphs.
I'm not scared.
It's not a lot. Not even a paragraph.
It's probably pretty far back, though.
It's like 2 or 3 sentences.
Yeah, it's probably pretty far back. All right, somebody take us out. I feel like we're getting very tired.
I found it.
Oh, do I get to read it?
You can read it if you want.
Yeah, let her read it. I don't know how funny these are.
I don't know either. I was high at the time.
Wait, where do I start?
The blue owning a flag.
You can't even start because it's so ridiculous.
I don't even know what it's saying.
Neither do we.
And I'm afraid
this
I'm going like, to
stutter
this is
stuff
the whole
we wake
entire
up to.
Thing.
Wait, we do
so
have a child.
This was the middle of the day.
This right now.
We do have a child present behind you. Is that?
Ow.
Okay, he's fine.
Probably, the dad said you're okay.
Dad says it's cool.
This is also the middle of the day. It was not waking up to this.
So owning a flag would be a lot of responsibility. You really got it. You really go stay up date with strategies and shit.
With strategies.
Did he misspell tragedy?
I don't know.
If he misspelled everything, you have to read it as it's spelled.
Tragedies.
Tragedies.
I'm pretty sure I spelled it right.
I think I just can't talk right now.
Tragedies would have been so better.
Tragedies.
Can't right now.
I'm so tired. You can't be the asshole flying full mast the day of some hospital explodes or whatnot. I bet there's an app for that shit. What is that? Also, the fug.
The fug. Fug. Yeah.
The fug. The fug is up with evolution. Ain't that shit supposed to take you in the best possible path for survival? Why can't we all fly? Where's the hollow bones, bruv? Bruv?
Yeah.
Walking is way shittier than flight.
Isn't it though? Like, I feel like that still makes
and
sense.
And then there's a dancing banana.
Yep.
The dancing banana makes a lot of appearances in our.
So, is this flagpole... Sorry, I had to translate this whole flagpole business, because I don't really know if I understand what it said.
Because people, like, put flagpoles outside.
So, are you thinking that you should have an app that is connected to the news, that if something horrible happens,
I
fly it, like, half
since
mass?
Then, I
like,
found out there are actually multiple fucking apps that people have that do this. But, no, so...
I like Juan's, what the fuck? Like, literally... There is this message going, Tim's talking, and then you just see one, WTF.
So now my brother...
I don't know if I missed something, or if they accidentally, like, included me in this conversation about flags that I wasn't sure I was in.
Okay, now, Tim over there wanted to act all innocent about how apparently only the dumb shit comes from you.
I feel like his was way dumber.
Okay, this is Tim's message. We're about to read this.
What did I write?
It's about poop.
Do you ever think about shit? Literally, shit. Like, there must be tons of pounds of poop somewhere. Where does it go? There are so many people on Earth now. Where are the giant piles of doo-doo brown? We have fields of landfill trash and an island of plastic floating in the ocean. Where is all the poop going, though?
It's biodegradable, Sarah.
Hashtag thoughts from Tim.
We need you now. Like, this is the thing, I feel like.
I'm trying to find some other gold. There's, like, a lot of shit.
Oh, man.
Okay, this needs to be a segment.
Literally, the rest of us is just talking about the random new segment that we're going to do.
Yeah, this. This is the new random segment.
Oh, that's too funny.
Because I feel like I have to read it like I'm actually, like, a professional.
Does
like,
he listen?
Storyteller.
Nice. What? Wow. I am so sorry. Nice. About the first few episodes.
Everybody apologizes.
I can't. There are no words.
You can solve an argument.
Can't explain our show. That's
do you bad. Think we go too far? I don't think so. Juan does.
You guys say what we're all thinking most of the time. So
we try.
True.
I think it's fine.
Why would we hold back?
Yeah.
Especially this whole theory about where is poop.
I'm a little concerned. Where's it going?
Poop dissolves, bro.
So does plastic, but there's still mounds of it everywhere.
No, because you got to melt plastic down. It doesn't just dissolve by itself.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
I think it does, but it takes like a really long time.
Years.
Yeah, poop goes to a factory where they just get it
They
more
grind
wet.
It up, and then they sell it back to you for your lawn.
I do like things wet.
That's not true at all, but I think it is.
I don't know about poop, though. Wet poops. Not fun.
Honestly, I feel like the flag statement was real, though. I looked at that flag for a good 40 minutes and was like, "That who would do that? Who would do that to themselves? Every day you got to wake up and go, what the fuck? Half-mast, full-mast,
I think the Cubs, I think the Scouts
has a flag pole
do
in
that.
Front yard.
It's a lot of responsibility.
It is.
I mean, you don't
it has to be
your...
lit certain ways.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, wait, first off.
Yeah, quit slacking, Juan.
First off, every episode has come out on time for the past, like, year. Every other week. We're having an in-between now, though.
We're
going to
be having
like a 30-minute in-between that'll give more content. So we have a little email sign-up I'm going to start doing, hopefully, to the end of the episode, right?
Yeah, it
it's been a pretty good free comic book day.
Like Doyle said, it's kind of like the end of a high school dance right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Even the music's cut. Well, the music's done.
He's done. He's leaving, too.
Yeah.
Tim, I think, made about $1,000 today.
About a million. Made like a cool meal today.
I didn't make any money today, but we're here for not money.
Nope.
You made lots of smiles today.
Lots of smiles. Lots of them.
Isn't that from a movie?
I'm gonna
Do you take smiles?
Today. I'm going to spend some money today.
I will probably go get my pool now that I think it's a little dead.
Is anyone picking up for Gabe while all of you are here?
He didn't tell me anything, so I don't know. We probably should.
I picked up Gabe's pool not that long ago, though, so it can't be too big.
Yeah, you should be all right.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
That is what Mal said.
Yeah.
Should we get up with both hands? His pull?
As a personal witness, it's not that big.
Oh. All right.
I'm just joking.
What happens when you're not here to defend yourself.
You want to take us out, Megan?
What do I say?
Whatever you want. End the show however you want to end the show, ma'am.
I feel like this is a lot of pressure.
You're the star of the show.
You're the star. You're in the spotlight.
Today you are.
Right now.
I will say that it has been a pleasure getting to talk on this beautiful podcast.
Beautiful podcast.
Surrounded
Whoa.
By these beautiful people.
Beautiful people, even. That's debatable.
Where's Jeremiah?
Yeah. Jeremiah. Josh,
where's
the fucking name is.
Oh,
I'm fresh as shaved.
Who's that guy? I will say thank you all for listening. And this is the end of Thinking Outside the Long Box.
Feedback. Feed me. Feed me feedback. Feedback. Feedback.
Hey guys, it's Jonathan from The Lamp Show. Hey, I finally decided to get off the island. I guess maybe Doyle had rubbed off on me a little. I didn't realize all those friendly Puerto Ricans were Americans. And they actually were very friendly, and they told me how to get back to the mainland, is what they call it. Because it's all still America, but there's just an island. So anyways, wow, it's really rough out here. I decided to take a shortcut, because I gotta get up the East Coast a little bit, so I didn't want to sail straight to Florida, so I'm taking a little shortcut, right between Florida and Bermuda. I didn't expect it to get this stormy, though. It's pretty crazy out here. Though it's very strange. The lightning is flashing in kind of this triangular pattern. I don't know what's going on, but I'm trying to sail back so I can get back to you guys. I've got some leads on John Clyde's real name might be. So anyways, check out the latest episode of The Lamp Show. I'm sure I'm going to be on the mainland no time flat.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.